Oh, you traditionalist, you, Peter. Peter Edwards, editor of Labour List. Joe Tanner, political PR guru. I think you'll absolutely agree, won't you? They have been my fabulous Friday panel reviewing the week's biggest news. Thank you very much indeed. Now, I have to say, I'm going to hand over to Mr. Germ itself.
That's himself. Right.
John Holmes has got up off his little deathbed.
It nearly was at one point, yeah.
Because you had man flu, didn't you? I want you to know we've been... Talk radio listeners will be able to verify this. We've been very sympathetic.
I imagine you have,
we've
Julia.
Been,
yeah,
we have been sending out all our best wishes. At no point have we been mocking you and saying how hard a time your wife must have had having to deal with you whinging and moaning all week.
No, that's right. That's exactly right, yeah. Yeah.
You're back.
Yes, I am. I'm pilled up to the max on whatever it is they've given me from
is
the
it
hospital.
Legal pills?
I don't know what it is. They don't know what this is. They went, you know, you do travelling. And I went, yeah. They went, we think we want to test you for various tropical diseases.
Yeah, everyone is now edged away.
And they said, so where have you been recently? I went, Germany. They went, right, it's probably not that.
John Holmes is here after 1 o'clock. We're just going to talk about his maladies. We're not going to talk about what's actually on his show. Don't cough all over me. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news. I'm off for the weekend. No doubt going to be on my sick bed. He's given it to me. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Have a fabulous weekend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Up to the minute breaking news and instant reaction on the radio station that's got everyone talking.
You might very well think that. You know I couldn't possibly comment.
Talk Radio.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Lately you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking? Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural-looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mate Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £91 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions, only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Good Friday. It isn't Good Friday, but it's a Friday. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Assange rape investigation dropped, tram crash driver suspended, and Cara Delevingne's new look.
Talk Radio.
Sweden's top prosecutor says she's dropping an investigation into a rape claim against Julian Assange after almost 7 years. The WikiLeaks founder took refuge in Ecuador's embassy in London in 2012 to escape extradition. But human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell has told Talk Radio it doesn't necessarily mean he can walk free.
If he steps outside the embassy now, apart from being arrested on breach of bail conditions, he also would be at risk of a potential extradition order from the US. We've got to remember that only last month, the US Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that arresting Assange was a priority.
The driver of a tram which crashed has been suspended after video footage appeared to show him asleep at the controls. 7 people were killed when it derailed in Croydon in South London in November. An inquest has ruled a transgender woman who killed herself while in a male prison wasn't given enough support. 21-year-old Vicky Thompson was found hanged in Leeds jail 18 months ago. A jury's decided she didn't intend to die. Here's her family solicitor, Philip Goldberg.
Vicky's mother remains deeply distressed by the loss of her daughter, yet hopes that if any good is to come from her death, it is that the Ministry of Justice also undertakes a complete overhaul of HM Prison Leeds.
Labour is calling on the Conservatives to withdraw their election pledge to means test the winter fuel allowance. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says some pensioners will have to choose whether they heat or eat. A former Newcastle United coach has been charged with 29 historical sexual offences. 61-year-old George Ormond from Newton Abbot in Devon is accused of committing the offences between 1973 and 1998. And Cara Delevingne has described shaving her head as liberating. The model turned actress unveiled her new look last month. She decided to do it for her upcoming role in Life in a Year, in which she plays a woman with cancer.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John. Welcome back.
Thanks.
How are you?
Well, I've been ill.
I know, and you look terrible.
Thank you. Yes. I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100%, but I thought I'd give it a shot.
Oh, good luck.
And, sort of coming to London on the train was a little bit more tiring than I thought it was going to be honest with you. Enough of my ills. It's fine. We'll get along with it. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine, isn't it? How
it's
have you
fine.
Been?
It's totally fine. Yeah. I'm fine.
Oh, yeah?
More fine than you are fine.
Yeah. Right. Well, details coming up if you want them.
Okay.
You know, medical details.
I like that sort of thing,
do you? All right, fine. Get off on it, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
That's weird.
All right. So, weather?
Yeah, weather.
Still do that, do we? All right.
Nothing's really changed, to be honest. Cloudy and wet in the east, rain moving north, sunny spells and showers elsewhere, the risk of some thunder, highs of 17 degrees.
Okay. Good. Now, bonus news. Here's a question.
Yes.
What are we up to?
Animal news! And I'm not even lying this time.
Right, good. So, for those that may not know, Animal News is part of Bonus News, which is at 3:30 every day. Victoria makes the time up where the news used to be longer than it was. And, you know, it's not that long. With Bonus News, and Animal News is her favourite, of course.
Yes.
Not the nation's favourite.
No. Although Bob Mills said he thinks Animal News would be the most interesting.
Really?
Yep.
Well, it's not what the nation think, is it?
Well, when you say nation, I think you mean a couple of listeners who are more vocal than anyone else.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Which is basically our listeners.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's on the way then. Have you already started it?
I've got two things already in mind.
Yes.
One of them is vaguely royal.
Great. So that's at 3:30 and we're already all looking forward to it. Almost as much as we are to Ben's pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Ahead of their final game of the Premier League season, Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger is refusing to discuss his future. The Gunners play Everton at the Emirates on Sunday. Could that be Wenger's farewell game at the stadium?
Of a season, yes.
Ever.
I cannot tell you, man.
Arsenal need to win and hope Liverpool slip up at home to Middlesbrough if they're to grab a Champions League spot on the final day. Reds boss Jurgen Klopp says the club is in a solid financial position to sign new players this summer, whether or not they finish in the top four.
We are already in a good position. We are a club without financial problems, so we have money to spend, but we always thought it makes sense to think before we spend.
Liverpool Middlesbrough is Talk Sport's live commentary game on Sunday. Finally, cricket, and in Talk Sport 2's IPL commentary game today, Kolkata Knight Riders take on Mumbai Indians for the right to play Pune Super Giant in Sunday's final. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
There we go. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport, in case any of us were wondering what it was powered by. Right, we've got some kind of Friday program. I mean, it's a bit ramshackle, I'll be honest. I've got the Ebola virus and everyone else is hungover. So let's see how it goes. Chloe, press a button.
Talk Radio.
Take your taste buds on holiday with Lidl's Spanish range. They've got a Serrano ham leg with stand, only $27.99. 500 grams of tortillas in a variety of flavours, only $1.99. And a bottle of Lidl's Tarragona Gran Reserva, just $4.99. Muy bueno. Taste the full Spanish range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and only vary selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. On the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio in the after in public policy.
This is the big issue.
Bad man for you?
Trigger news.
Because we're not racist. Here we are, historic day. Hey, would you like an iced tea?
730 days, 10 hours and 7 minutes to go still.
A reasonably kind of liberal crowd, I suppose.
It's a Sainsbury's. Chicken, beef or lamb, or...
Only Fools and Horses star Patrick Murray.
It's not going to be 2 years to the second.
They've got a clock.
Yes, but it's redundant.
Well, you can have your plans, mate, but you've done an awful lot of harm.
Dover and out.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am about to get on a journey, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
Right then, good afternoon. Hello there, and welcome indeed to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now, due to shifting data, the UK's 37th most listened to national station, out of a possible 38 as polled this time round. And this is the newly crowned second most popular programme on the network, after Paul Ross's Breakfast Show, which probably tells us something. But I'm not sure what. I am John Holmes, anyway, and hello indeed. I am John Holmes, although if you're Paul Nuttall and you're listening this afternoon and wish to keep referring to me as Natalie, despite me repeatedly telling you that I'm not actually called Natalie and that no one called Natalie is even here, then do you know what? I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that, Paul. I'll be your Natalie if you want me to. Leaders' debate on ITV, of course, last night with, you know, Thingy from the What's It Party. Her from the Welsh people. And for balance, there was Ujit from the thing one. And whatnot from who? Natalie, of course. Good old Natalie. Could always be counted on in a debate. That's what I say about Natalie. The big hitters, though, Corbyn and May, absent. Theresa May was busy. If you've seen the front of the papers today, there are photographs of Theresa May, of course, auditioning for the role of Dr. Octopus in the new Spider-Man film. If you haven't seen the front of the papers, that will make no sense whatsoever. Google today's front pages and then get back to us when you've seen it. That's my advice. So then, well, firstly, here we are back. Hello, yes. Regular listeners may have spotted. That I have been off all this week, and in truth, that is because I've been quite stupendously ill, right? And I don't get ill, so it really annoyed the hell out of me, I don't mind telling you, right? Because I just don't get ill, and which is fine, but then when I did, I was like, what the hell's this? And I was actually just quite livid with the whole thing. Coming to the doctors, I get sent to the hospital, I've been poked, prodded, injected with stuff, tested, right? And much as I have a tremendous respect for the NHS, they're still trying to figure out what the hell it is. And at the end, I just thought, you know what? I'm not 100%, but I'm just quite bored. I'm just going to go back to work. One of the things they said was that while they were trying to work out what it might be after testing for loads of things, they just went, you do a lot of travelling, don't you? You do a lot of travelling around with your Sunday Times travel writing thing. So we might be referring you to the Institute of Tropical Diseases. Right? I said, so you've just back from somewhere, where have you been? And I went, Germany. And they went, right, probably not that, is it?
You get bitten by a German?
No, it's not that, no. They tested for that.
Really?
Yeah, they did, yeah. Anyway, basically no one knows what it is so far. So what I've done, I've brought it here. Right? So I thought I'd come back here while I'd still got it, because if I give it to more people and more people then get it, the chance that medical science, right, the more chance they have of figuring it out, right? If you get it, Victoria, for instance, and everyone else gets it, then medical science might start to take it seriously and we can probably find whatever strain of disease it is. Anyway, I'm just doing my bit, really. That's all, the only reason I'm back today. Not because I needed the money. Anyway, you don't get sick pay when you do this, honestly. Anyway, hello, we've got a Friday to toss out, haven't we? So let's do that. Well, in this hour, it is back. Of course, headline hijack on the way. That is at 2 o'clock. How does it work? Well, I'll tell you how it works. It works like this. What you do is, excuse me, you make up a news story and you put it into the 2 o'clock news. Well, you don't. Victoria does. She's in charge of the 2 o'clock news, and she reads it out at 2 o'clock. But it will contain a made-up news lie and alternative facts, of course. And it will be provided by you. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with a word, Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The lines are open for today's headline hijack. Also, it's Friday. It means we will round up a week's worth of showbiz with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Reese joins us later. Go through a week's worth of tat we couldn't give a crap about. All the day's big stories today analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. The news in haikus on the way. Work experience punditry as well. Films today. It's Friday. We do films on a Friday. Kieran is a work experience. He'll be in to review your weekend. Review the films you can go and watch at your weekend, isn't it? There's the big debate at 3. We'll be keeping you up to date with all things election campaign as we play another round of Follow the Leader. We'll also be casting a spotlight on another constituency today. Where are we going, Cornelius?
North Norfolk.
North Norfolk, of all places.
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
No.
Okay. So that'll be happening. There'll be a man in a lift. He'll be... Well, it's Con. It's you, isn't it?
It's me.
Yes, it'll be travelling downwards through the building. It will contain Con. It will also contain... haters. The texts and tweets, the abuse we get on Twitter and on text from the haters, all not ignored, all but just read out as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending. If you'd like to hate us, now is the time you could be included. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's also some request Friday, isn't it, as well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, like on Radio 2, where they do all Request Friday and they play music requests. It's like that, except without music, because we can't play that, because it's a talk radio station. So we'll take your requests for speeches and talks. The lines are open for that as well. Some Request Friday. Dedicate one to a loved one. And we will bring you a hot guest action as well. Comedians Croft and Pierce will be in today, plugging something or other. And not one, but two PR exercises dressed up as an interview as Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam, he of King Arthur. It's out today. They've got to make their money back. So he'll be on talking...
That's not fair.
Well, talking about it after 2 o'clock. Charlie Hunnam on the programme. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's not producing. Ass broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Hello, Cass.
Yeah.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. Missed me while I was off?
Nope.
Did you hope I die?
Yep, that's why I put a hex on you.
All right. Because she's a witch. Chloe is on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, John. Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you. Victoria's got the news.
Hi, John.
Hi there. A little bit of sympathy in your voice that I noticed there.
Yeah, I feel really sorry for you.
Aww.
Your face is like, it's not like I've ever seen it before.
What do you mean?
It looks so much worse.
In what sense?
Well, you're kind of smiling now, but you just look so sad and like a shell of your former self when
that.
You walked in.
I am that.
Yeah. Your clothes are baggier as well.
Oh, I've lost... Well, I haven't eaten for 5 days.
You okay?
No. Hi, Cornelius.
Can you stop milking this and just shut up?
Sympathy from Cotton there.
I'm suffering worse than you today.
And because?
Because I had 5 pints of craft ale on an empty stomach last night.
All right, sorry, mate.
So,
you're right.
Don't mind, you know, yeah. I don't make a big song and dance about it. I barely mentioned it this morning.
Fair enough. Paid into Cornelius is here, and we're going to do a programme now. I'm John Holmes, and we're going to start with some music. It's going to get us into today's big story. And how is it going to get us into today's big story?
With the music.
That's right. With clues. Work out the story. What? From the song. It's AC/DC.
We'll be right back.
There we go. It's AC/DC, Dirty Deeds. Dunder Cheaper. Links to today's big story. The clues are there, either in the title of the song or indeed the artist. So, Cornelius, you've been trying to work.
Sorry, the weirdest thing is happening on one of the tellies at the moment. I won't say, because I don't want you to switch over.
Is it the fact that someone from used to be in Birds of a Feather is on Loose Women, holding a bit of plastic in her mouth, waggling it up and down?
Yeah, and it's got big sort of wings, and it's insane.
Yeah, don't say that about her. She's,
you know. No, I said it's. The actual act of it happening is.
Oh, I see. Anyway, yeah, that's an aside.
What's the big story? We haven't got much time.
Oh, right. Well, quickly. Yeah, I need to work out clues.
AC/DC, anything to do with batteries?
No.
Is it something to do with Julian Assange?
Yes.
Perfect.
Good. Do you want to know what?
No. Go on, we may as well.
Okay. Dirty deeds, done dirt cheap.
Oh.
Right. Dirty, right? What's another word for dirt?
Mud.
Yeah, close.
We could have played mud.
Didn't think of that.
I don't know.
Soil. What's he on?
What's he on?
Yeah.
Ecuadorian soil.
Thank you. And, of course, the breaking news is Assange just had those charges from Sweden dropped. We're expecting an announcement from the embassy and so on. So he's on Ecuadorian soil, but will he be allowed out without being arrested? We'll be finding out. We're going to talk to an expert next to get up to date on all things Assange here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The spin, the soapboxing, the swing.
But how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you, but it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. Want trade brands? Selco's got it. Want lots of stock on the shelf? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. Yes, a massive range in stock of trade-branded building materials at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch and to get your free trade card. Got it?
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
The Europa League final, live next Wednesday night from 7 on Talk Sport. Manchester United have the Champions League in their grasp as they face Ajax in Stockholm.
Rashford, decent ball to the far side, Fellaini! And Manchester United, a big goal!
Full uninterrupted commentary from kickoff at 7:45. The Europa League final, live next Wednesday night from 7 on DAB Digital Radio, online and on 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 heading southbound through Derbyshire is queuing at the moment following an earlier accident between junction 25 for Nottingham and 24A for Derby. The congestion, though, stretches right the way back towards Trowell's services, although all lanes have now reopened. The M5 heading through the West Midlands is slow southbound. We've got one lane closed around junction 1 for West Brom. That's all due to the ongoing roadworks. And the M6 heading southbound sees one lane blocked and queuing traffic following an accident. A lorry and a car involved this one at junction 12 for Gailey. I'm Andy Broxton.
Want your home to look greater for longer? New durable Dulux Easy Care Paint featuring washable stain repellent technology is available now at B&Q. It's tougher than standard emulsion and available in a whole range of colours. So, to take the stress out of spills this weekend, come to B&Q.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes. All your reactions coming in, of course. We take your reactions on Talk Radio. You'll know that if you're a Talk Radio listener. We are home to reaction. Without reaction, we are nothing. This is a house built on reaction. Here's some of the foundations.
John, I can't believe hospital waits have hit a five-year high. I only had to wait a year in A&E recently. That's coming from a man who was ill or injured. This is from an Indian Muslim man who's just texted us the word divorce three times.
Right. Thanks very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
Thank you. Right, let's talk about today's big story. Here we go then. So everybody's favourite man holed up in a room in an embassy for 5 years has had the, those Swedish charges against him dropped. Julian Assange has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy, of course, since 2012. He's been unable to step outside, as that would result in his arrest and possible extradition to Sweden to face those charges. Charges of rape pertaining to an alleged incident in Stockholm in 2010. Assange's fear was that if he were sent to Sweden, from there he could be extradited to the US, where he would face trial over the leaking of hundreds of thousands of secret US military documents. The main benefit to today's news, of course, is to the Ecuadorian embassy staff. We've had to put up with some weird bloke cluttering up their building with all of his crap. It's like when you invite someone to stay and they just won't leave. But will he leave now? Can he leave now? Well, on the line is Professor Steve Pearce, Professor of EU Law at Essex University, to bring us up to speed on exactly where we are. Good afternoon, Professor Steve.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. So, bit of an overview from you, if you don't mind. Where we are, then, in the legal morass of Julian Assange?
Well, he went to the Ecuadorian embassy because the Swedes had issued this extradition request, actually a European arrest warrant, and they've decided today that they're going to withdraw it. But that doesn't leave him completely in the clear, because as you said, his real worry was the Americans would try and get him. Of course, they can still try and do that. They can still send their extradition request directly to the UK or wherever else he might go. Plus also, he might still be arrested by the UK because he jumped bail. Yeah. And that's a separate charge. That's still out there, and the police have said maybe they'll stand down some of the officers, but they're still, in principle, going to arrest him for that. If they did arrest him for that, then it's easier for the Americans to get hold of him, of course, if he left the embassy. So I don't know if he exactly feels comfortable walking out the embassy doors yet.
Yeah, and so what would it take for him to be comfortable? I mean, because you're absolutely right in what you say, is that there's still that, the moment he steps off, he's still wanted for various things in various places. It doesn't change much, does it?
Well, yes. I mean, right at the moment, the Americans haven't issued an extradition request. So if the CPS police said, we've decided not to press charges for bail jumping anymore, it's fine as far as we're concerned, then as long as they said that before the Americans issued their own extradition request, before anyone else did anything else, he'd be free to, he should feel free, I think, to walk outside the embassy and maybe go somewhere where the Americans can't get him, which would be, you know, maybe more pleasant than staying in the Ecuadorian embassy if he was sure they couldn't get him, which would be the smartest thing for him to do. But, you know, as long as the British charges are outstanding, then he would be in worse shape, I think, leaving the embassy, because in a British jail, the Americans can get him if they issue the. And yeah. At one point, Donald Trump said he wanted him executed. So then he said he was a hero, and then he said he wasn't.
Classic Trump. Feel,
yeah. Well, indeed. He denied that he'd ever said he was a hero.
But not that he wanted him executed. Brilliant.
Yes. That was a few years back, and he's changed his mind a few times since. But it doesn't sound like something you'd be too secure about if you were Assange.
Yeah. So in terms of if they do, because this, as you said, it was a warrant for failing to surrender to a court, wasn't it? I think was what the outstanding charge is from the Met. And in terms of, as you say, that can mean jail time.
Yes, I understand it can mean up to a year. Right. So there would be plenty of time if that did happen, and there'd be maybe pretrial detention. There would be plenty of time for the Americans to then issue an extradition request or for maybe someone else to jump in who might have some other argument against him. Certainly the Americans have threatened it. So that's what he said he was always concerned about. So that would be an awkward position for him.
Right. So the only he tweeted a picture of himself this morning smiling, being very happy about these charges being dropped, of course. Very serious charges. Let's be very clear about that. But it's not really achieved much then, because it's still very uncertain for him.
Well, yes. As he said all along, if he's really worried about the Americans coming to get him, then as long as he's subject to potential arrest by British police, as long as they're there sort of waiting, and they said they'd stand down some people, I wouldn't say how many people they might still leave. So as long as there's a police officer outside the door who might see him leave, or a security camera or something, they could find him easily enough, then it's not a great idea, I would think, for him to come out. Now, if the police, if he somehow finds out that absolutely no police there at all, well, you know, maybe he might want to risk it if he can get his way out of the country quickly enough without being caught. But that's a big gamble,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess his lawyers now will be fighting what? They will be concentrating on the charges from the Met to try and quash them? Is that what his lawyers will be doing?
I would assume so. I mean, that would be the obvious thing for him to try and do. I don't think there's been any kind of official announcement from his lawyers, as far as I know. But if he can get them quashed, then obviously things would be much easier for him.
Right, OK. Listen, thanks very much. It's an unfolding story, of course, this. We will bring you details of it as we go along. That's Professor Steve Pearce, Professor of EU Law at Essex University, bringing us up to date on this breaking story, really, of Julian Assange. The charges against him that were brought by Swedish prosecutors have been dropped, which theoretically means he could walk out of the Ecuadorian embassy without being extradited to Sweden. Except, of course, his real worry is being extradited to America, where Donald Trump wants to kill him, as we've just heard. So, more as it breaks, I suppose. Victoria's here with the latest, though. It's 1:30. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Sweden has dropped its case against Julian Assange and is going to revoke its arrest warrant. The WikiLeaks founders lived in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 after being accused of rape, an allegation he's always denied. It brings to an end what's been a seven-year legal standoff. Mr. Assange faces extradition to the US for questioning over the activities of WikiLeaks if he leaves the embassy. Carl Gardner is a former government lawyer.
Whether there will be any desire for the Americans to extradite him, I have no idea. None of us know. I think people have long talked about a secret grand jury indictment against him in the US, but all we know in England is that there never has been an American request to extradite him. We'll have to see whether there is now.
The tram driver has been suspended after video footage appeared to show him asleep at the controls. It happened on the Croydon network in South London on Wednesday morning. Seven people died in a crash on the same stretch last November. A former football coach has been charged with 29 historical sex offences. George Ormond, who's 61 and from Newton Abbot in Devon, is accused of committing the crimes between 1973 and 1998. The Labour leader says a Conservative plan to means test the winter fuel allowance would lead to more deaths as older people have to decide whether they heat or eat. The Prime Minister insists money saved would go towards better social care. A council bin man has been jailed for 5 years for having Islamic State Group publications and bomb-making manuals. Manchester Crown Court heard the 49-year-old from Wrexham told his wife he wanted to plant a device at an RAF base. And the landlord and landlady of a village pub will be calling last orders on their 100-hour working weeks after a EuroMillions win. Nick and Zoe Hoare have won £1 million. They're now planning to give up their tenancy at their local near Salisbury. The weather cloudy and wet in the east with rain moving north. Sunny spells and showers elsewhere, the risk of some thunder, highs of 17 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Yes, there is more in half an hour. And what will it contain, Victoria?
A news lie, John.
That's right, because it's headline hijack, of course, in the next half an hour. The lines are open if you'd like to make up some news. Just how Donald Trump likes it. We were doing it way before he used to get angry. We get angry about the fake news, didn't he? But we were doing it long before that was even a thing. We invite you to do it as well. Using words you know, just write them down in the form of a made-up news lie. One of them, and it could well be yours, will find its way into the main bulletin at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. It's there, to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme. We are led to believe that we've commissioned data, and the research we've commissioned indicates that between 1 and 2 is often lunchtime. It's called lunchtime. People pop out for this lunchtime and don't necessarily listen to this bit of the programme. As sort of punishment for that, we fool them for when they get back at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, they hear the news, and there is a lie in it, and they don't know we've set this up because they're not listening to this bit. Just to be clear, that's how it works. Is that everyone clear on that?
Yeah. See, I never really got it until now.
There. Let me explain it to you then.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, Cornelius. How's the hangover, by the way?
Quite bad, actually. Yeah. I've got a really bad headache. Yeah. It feels like I'm wearing a hat of pain.
I think that's just your hair. I mean, it does look like a hat of pain. We've all said it. Because it looks like you've got an old man's pubic...
No, I look like...
on your head.
Charlie Hunnam.
That's not true.
It's not true, is it?
Your skin's probably the same shade of grey as your jumper.
Mm. Which is a crap title for one of those sequels. Okay, right, so we'll get on with it and we'll bring you headline hijack examples in a moment here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right, then. Also on the way is... Reese is the name of a man from TalkSport. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Therefore, he's here to review the showbiz at just after 1:45. So, to headline hijack, as previously indicated. Your chance to write down some nonsense and get it to us. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do you want to do the thing about how much it costs? Have we got to do that still?
I don't, but I'm contractually obliged to.
Go on,
it's
then.
It's 25 pence plus your standard network rate for a text messages.
Yep.
And that's fine, that's all we have to say.
Okay, good, done. By the way, Heady has just messaged us on Twitter.
God, really?
Yeah.
No, God.
Just said, Hat of Pain. Great 70s rock band there. I've got their second album, Angry Bothered Gorilla. So there you go.
Is that true, or are they just taking the mick?
I think they might be taking the mick out of you. I'm just, just guessing.
You're too hungover to know.
Okay. Great. Right, so... here's some headline hijacks that have been coming in. Cornelius, through your hungover face... what can you see?
South Korean presidential candidates will take part in a live television broadcast in the country's version of Hole in the Wall tonight. The show, although the series was cancelled 4 years ago, has become a staple part of South Korean presidential campaigns,
right,
according to Mitchell.
Hi, Mitchell. Thank you for sending that. This has come in from Dino.
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 There's only one Dino.
Dino. Well, I don't know, there's only one Dino, he doesn't say that.
Yeah, it's Dean Kiley for Charlton, so presumably he texted in.
Oh.
Ex-Charlton goalkeeper.
Okay, well, this is coming
absolute
from...
legend. I used to have his shirt, and I met him, and it's, I think he signed one of my shirts as well.
Right, well, this has come in from the ex-Charlton goalkeeper, who Cornelius has stolen his clothes. The fire brigade across the UK have announced that they are to strike next month against new fire safety regulation rules, which they are arguing are too safe... because it will lead to the fire service being reduced by almost half. It's been announced that during the strike, civil servants will be brought out of their offices to cover
them. That makes sense.
This is...
Because they won't be very busy at the moment because of election.
Yep, that's true. But also, if you think about it, it's like with dentists, right? Because I genuinely think, right, that obviously dentists, it's not in their interest to make our teeth good, is it?
No.
At all. It's not in their financial interest. Because if we looked after our teeth correctly, right, and they were all great and didn't need to go to the dentist, then we don't need dentists, and then dentists don't get paid.
Yeah. Right?
So it's in dentists' interest to keep our teeth bad. So I reckon when you go to the dentist, you know when they pull out the sticky, the pointy thing?
Oh, that
thing?
Really hurts, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know why it hurts? They're making holes in your teeth.
Are they?
And then they'll go,
a dentist did that to me once. She went, oh, you've got tiny little holes, so I'm just going to dig it out and then we'll put in a filling. No, just leave it. It's fine. Yeah. Also, there's nothing wrong with having a hole in your teeth. You can't feel it.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, right, it's not... So they go, oh, use the tooth... Oh, buy these toothbrushes, use that toothpaste. But it's in their interest to tell us lies, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't even need to brush your teeth.
Well, they tell us we do, but perhaps that's the point.
I'm certain you don't.
You should. Your breath's pretty bad today.
Well, it's been fine.
It smells of craft ale. But what I'm saying, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
This is my point. And the fire service, it's the same. It's all, get yourself a smoke detector. Yeah, you should get yourself a smoke detector for obvious reasons. But eventually, when we've all got them and we're all doing the right thing, we don't need the firemen anymore and they'll be angry. That's no wonder they're striking.
Next time you meet a fireman, just give him the middle finger.
Firemen want fires, don't
they? Yeah.
Like, dentists want rotting
hit
teeth. Don't hit them.
You know what we should do? Burn down fire stations. No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, it would give them some... If you're going to burn down anything, it's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they've got the equipment to stop it.
Yeah, that's true. You know. But let's not burn down anywhere.
No, let's not.
Talk Radio does not endorse the burning down of anywhere.
No.
I've made that clear.
Have you done that now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it's interesting that we are told things... Aren't we? We're fed information by people with agendas, right? And it makes you. If we do what they say, then theoretically it'll wipe out the need for them to exist. So there's. I might send that to Howard Hughes. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
For his Sunday evening conspiracy show.
Well, you've just mentioned Howard Hughes now, giving the agenda to listen to Howard Hughes' show.
What's the problem with that?
Well, you're clearly doing that because you want the station to succeed. So why should we believe you? Why should we do that? It's the same. It's the old dentist firefighter thing.
Right, I'm lost now. Anyway, whatever. Get in touch with a made-up news story because there has to be one in the news at 2 o'clock. It's weird today, isn't it? At 2 o'clock because it's headline hijack. That's where it lives. The lines are open. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Maybe another day off would have been good.
Yeah, maybe it would actually if I was looking at it through sensible.
Bob or Yasmin.
Yeah, good. Fine. And in the next bit, we'll talk to a man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's Reese's Showbiz Roundup on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Where do you search for greatness? Hiring the right people can transform a business, but where are they? Indeed has more candidates than any other job site in the UK. Start your search for greatness by posting a job on Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits.
Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £91 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
On the M1 northbound through South Yorkshire, we've got two lanes blocked and queuing traffic following an accident between junction 34 for Meadowhall through towards 35 for Rotherham. Lane 1 and 4 are currently blocked. The M5 in the West Midlands on the southbound stretch has one lane closed and slow traffic as well following a broken down lorry. That's at junction 1 for West Brom. It's happened within the roadworks area as well, so do watch out for some delays through there. And the M6 heading southbound has one lane blocked and queuing traffic following an accident involving a lorry and a car at junction 12 for Gailey. I'm Andy Broxton.
Want your home to look greater for longer? New durable Dulux Easy Care Paint featuring washable stain repellent technology is available now at B&Q. It's tougher than standard emulsion and available in a whole range of colours. So, to take the stress out of spills this weekend, come to B&Q.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed. Good afternoon. 1:45. I'm John Holmes. Friday afternoon. Who comes back to work from the sick on a Friday, writes the French
doctor. That is definitely true. I don't know why you came in.
Well, I'll be brutally honest with you, right? I've had 4 days off, which I didn't want.
Keep going on about, by the way.
Well, you know.
How many times have I mentioned my... Did I tell you I was hungover, Reese? I haven't mentioned it yet.
You haven't, no.
Yeah, you did. You said, and you also, the moment Reese walked in here, you told him you slept naked last night. Which I don't think Reese needed as information.
It's not, you know.
Just my effort to get into his show business.
Yeah. So glamorous. Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. I'll give you... Oh, you want glamour?
Yeah.
The other night, I felt so ill, right? I sat in the bath, right, a hot bath, just eating a banana, drinking some medicine. That's showbiz. Put that in your showbiz news if you want.
That's, yeah.
Celebrity action.
That's,
right,
that's
there.
A mental image I'm not going to shift. Yeah.
All right, so...
that still doesn't explain why you've come back on a Friday.
Because I was so bored of being, just doing nothing at home, that I just thought I'm just... just going to go to work. And I wish I hadn't now.
Now you know how your listeners feel.
Anyway, no, so I thought, you know what, it's Friday. And also, if I have a terrible relapse because I've come here, I've got the weekend
got the
to recover.
Weekend.
So that's why I did it. But because, you know, I missed you, Con.
Did ya?
No. right, so I'll tell you what I did miss, though. My grasp of current affairs. Right, because what I didn't have at home...
Well, you haven't lost it.
Thank God. What I didn't have at home, of course, what I did not have was current affairs, right, explained through the medium of Japanese poetry, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's all very complicated, isn't it? The news?
Oh, I can't get my headache around it.
No, and that's... I mean, there's a lot going on, to be fair. Look at Trump's week. I thought I'd had a bad week.
Yeah.
Eating a banana in the bath. But no, Trump has been giving secrets to the Russians.
Yeah.
He's had a terrible week, Trump. So he's had a bad week. Of course, the leaders' debate last night on ITV, of course, without...
terrible week.
Big names. There's Rolf Harris.
Yep.
He's been released from prison today, Rolf Harris. He's kept his beard very neat, hasn't he? You've seen the pictures of him there.
I think those were old pictures, to be fair.
Were they?
Yeah, they were him coming out of court.
Oh, I assume they were the prison ones.
No.
Oh, have we seen his post-prison beard?
I haven't.
Because Harris had a very neat beard.
Did he?
Yeah, it's very, artistic. I mean, it would be, wouldn't it? But I just wonder what it's, maybe an unkempt Harris was, is something, I think it's a euphemism for something else. But anyway, yeah. isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, fine, just checking. Anyway, so...
Anyway, here's a haiku.
Yeah, that's right. So five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We like to bring you current affairs explained through Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
John Holmes has returned. Waste of time preparing that obit procedure.
Not necessarily. There's still time. Right, speaking of time, it's time now for a man from TalkSport who has no interest in showbiz or knowledge of showbiz. He's going to review the showbiz. It's called Rhys. He joins us now, of course. Hello, Rhys.
Hi, mate. How you
doing?
Good
to see you again. Well, I won't bore you with it.
I think I've heard. Okay. I think I've heard, actually.
Good. So what's going on in the glorious world that we can all look up to take us out of our day-to-day drudgery?
Well, do you remember I said that Kim Kardashian lost 100,000 fans a few weeks ago?
Yes, I can't remember why. Why did she?
She had a big saggy bum, basically, and somebody took a photo of it. Yeah. And, they were apparently so unflattering that 100,000 people went, well, this is, I've been lied to.
This isn't the bottom I was following on Instagram.
This is not the bum I've been looking for. But no, Kim Kardashian celebrates becoming the sixth person to join the 100 million pound followers club. 100 million followers club. She's probably got 100 million, and we all know where it is. Yeah. She's got 100 million followers on Instagram. She's the sixth person to get it.
Right, who are the others?
Among the list, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Chaz and Dave.
No! Really?
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? You really would hope so.
Chaz and Dave's Instagram.
That's what I'm betting for next.
Bootylicious Chaz and Dave.
Wall-to-wall rabbits.
Does this mean she's built those followers back up?
She has built those followers back
up. So these are people obviously who don't care about a real bum.
No, absolutely. These are people who are down to earth and, you know, they're keeping it real, you know.
Yeah.
Boring. People follow this like the stock markets.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
they do. I don't know.
The Kim K is down against the Gomez.
Well, if they put that on Instagram, it'd probably get a lot of followers.
Yeah,
John.
Anyway, so what has she done to celebrate anything in particular?
I think she posted it. What she did was she posted a link to her top five photos. I didn't click it.
No.
I had better things to do, if I'm perfectly honest. But yeah, she it's her top five Instas. I still don't get Instagram. I mean, is it just pictures with a?
You can do little videos now,
can you?
But that's all it is. Yeah, it's all it is.
Is that not basically what Facebook does?
This is my problem with the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're all the same, I think.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm probably just too old for it. I appreciate that, and that's fine, right? But I don't see the point of, you know, if you've got your followers on, I don't know, Twitter, right, and then you've got followers on Snapchat, right, and then you've got your followers on whatever the other ones are, Instagram, and on, what's the others?
That'll do, Facebook.
I'm still on MySpace.
Yeah, well, there you go. Bebo. Yeah. Right? But do you know what? They're probably just the same people.
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah.
Because they're the ones that know you. So why on earth are you following everybody on everything when everything can more or less do the same thing that the other thing can do anyway?
Brand exposure.
I just don't understand it.
It's fine. It's different. It's multi-platform, John. You have to be there. They're not quite. You do get different audiences. So on Facebook, it's just people who I know.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, I have strangers following me.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff I'll put up on Facebook and some I'll put up on Twitter.
Right. But I get that. But what about, like, Snapchat?
Not on that.
No. Well, but, you know, they're the same. They just do the same thing.
Snapchat's different because that's aimed at a different generation and it's more video and based and
isn't that
it disappears.
The one, isn't that the one for sexy?
Well, that's not what it's for, but that's what it's being used for.
Yeah. All right, and then but Instagram. You know, I know a lot of photographers who use Instagram, and
that's how it started.
That's good,
I think.
Because that's good.
They,
that's
they, used, they had all different filters, but now you can do that everywhere. You can literally do that on I have 19 different options on my phone to take a photo with, whether it's a time lapse or a square go or whatever. But yeah,
I think Instagram was basically so that you could put filters on your photos.
Right. Or your bottom.
Or your bottom. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, well, I'm glad we've, analysed social media in such an in-depth way.
Yep.
What else is in the showbiz?
Pippa Middleton's wedding,
of course. Oh, yes, of course. This is tomorrow, isn't it?
I've got the guest list, and there's some left fielders in there. You won't believe some of these.
Really?
Go on.
Yeah, there's the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
No.
Nobody thought that was going to happen, did they?
Oh.
Yep. There's also Prince George and Princess Charlotte acting as page boy and bridesmaid.
Right.
Nobody see that coming either.
No, wouldn't have guessed that.
Chaz and Dave doing the music.
I would love that so much.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? That really would be good.
Oh. There's been, is it controversy about it or something to do with
the no ring, no bring thing?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing.
If you're in a relationship that isn't, you know, a married one,
yeah,
then you're not allowed to have a plus one.
Yeah.
So you have to go on your own.
Yeah.
But Prince Harry,
well, that's the thing. People are saying, well, does this mean Harry will now engage to Meghan from Suits?
Yeah.
Or Rachel. She's called Rachel in Suits, but
yes,
the real human,
the real human
of her is called Meghan.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what is this?
There's been no engagement announcement, and time is ticking. And presumably by now you have to get in your menu, your menu orders. I don't think she's going to go.
No.
I'm afraid.
And also Prince George isn't engaged either.
Yeah, but the couple know him quite well.
Right.
Because one of them's the aunt.
Right, so is that the rule then?
What do you mean?
Well, if it's
if they know them, that's fine. It's not just everyone at this wedding has to be engaged.
I thought that was the point.
No, it's you can't have a plus one if you're not engaged to them.
Oh, so you can't have freeloaders?
Yeah.
They're not freeloaders. You know, people invite people and say, I'll bring your girlfriend, I'll bring your boyfriend. But for this wedding, it's not happening.
Yeah,
right?
I can see that being annoying because I've been to weddings before in the past where people have been with, their current partner.
Yeah,
right. And you know, per head at a wedding, you can spend spend whatever you like. But you know, the average cost is quite high per head if you're feeding people and all the rest of it. So the idea of giving sort of a meal to somebody who's, you know, someone's just met yesterday, and just take the wedding for a date is a little bit annoying. So perhaps that's all they're trying to get rid of.
And they end up in the photos, don't they?
Exactly. And then you have to go to the expense.
Who was that?
Do you remember who that was? No, nobody does.
Well, you were saying about the menus a minute ago at my wedding. We put out dietary requirements for the sort of meals and everything, and somebody literally put no salad in my burger as a dietary requirement. Do you know what I mean?
I like these burgers.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. I'm very pleased with that.
Oh, no, yeah. Definitely.
It's a fancy occasion. Add salad in the burgers, John.
No,
very
not,
nice.
Not
very.
Yeah. All right, so do we know anything else about her wedding? The
most shocking claim of all.
Yeah.
This was an actual headline. The dream wedding is set to be soggy as Met Office predicts rain.
Oh.
In Britain. Do you
know
what I mean?
Really?
It might rain.
Where are they getting married?
In a marquee, John.
Right.
That's the
but
one.
But it's a glass marquee.
A glarkey?
Yeah, a glarkey.
Wow.
So it looks like a mini version of the Crystal Palace.
Right.
We've done it the past 2 days on the show. I now know too much about this
wedding.
I don't
know anything about this because I've been ill.
You weren't listening. It would have been the perfect cure.
No. Where is the glarkey?
Where is the glarkey?
Berkshire.
Berkshire,
that's it. Yeah, in the village of Englefield, near where Miss Middleton grew up.
Right. I see. Yeah. And also, wasn't there a thing, speaking of Kim Kardashian, wasn't there a thing about her bottom as well?
There's always a thing about her bottom in this section.
The royal wedding. Kate's wedding.
Pippa's
bottom.
Pippa has a nice bottom, apparently.
Was that that was a
it
thing,
trended,
wasn't it?
Didn't it?
Yeah,
on
it did,
the day of the wedding.
The picture of her bum in her dress trended because it looked nice.
Right. Oh, showbiz is so glamorous, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. It very much is.
Great. Speaking of which, you got any more glamour for us?
Taylor Swift's new boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. She's kept it British again. They're trying to figure out who he is.
I certainly don't know. I can't help them.
And this hasn't helped. People magazine reports that
her and Beau Joe Alwyn. This comes up a lot, is that when they're describing the male partner of a female celebrity, they're Beau.
I see, yes.
What is that and why is that?
That is a good question.
It's like the bane of my life, trawling through this filth. Everyone's called a beau.
It's a tabloid word, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's like
svelte and slender and all that business.
Do you reckon Craig David now calls Tinder his beau selector?
Very good.
Yeah, good.
Nah, yeah, good. Thanks. Yeah. Can we write that down? Cheers.
Yeah. So, Beau Diddley.
Yeah, Beau Diddley. Yeah. Beau Radley, whatever.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. No, I don't know the answer to that. It's one of those tabloid words, like you never hear used outside journalism.
Definitely.
Like the word when they're referring to a child as a tot.
Yeah.
Wait, no one says
tumble tots.
Don't call me that. you don't hear the word tot, do you?
No, you don't.
Unless it's like a whiskey. But you don't go, no one goes, oh, look at that little tot. Yeah. No, it's a tabloid word.
And you don't text someone asking them for a romp, do you? Romp is another one of those words.
Romp is exactly right. You don't often see Taylor Swift's new beau in top romp.
No, you don't.
Oh, that'd be awful.
You don't see him in anything.
No, because no one knows who he is.
I've printed off his filmography.
Yeah.
2016, he was Billy Lynn in Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
Right.
No idea. Adrian Finn in The Sense of an Ending. That was in this year.
Right.
And Keepers, which is filming. So he's in 2.5 films.
Right.
I read on the internet that he is currently studying at Bristol University. A friend sent it to me. Is that true?
It might well be.
Wow.
It may well be.
Imagine being at uni and your girlfriend's Taylor Swift.
Apparently she's been sort of walking around going to dates with him in a disguise.
Right.
In, like, wigs and stuff. So she's been walking past what the showbiz reporter, who I shall not name, on the television, that was forced to watch, he said that, you know, she was walking along with the normal people. You know, us normies.
Yeah, muggles.
Muggles, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Julian Assange should do that.
He should.
What, go out with Taylor Swift?
No.
Again.
Sort of put on a little wig and just go out for a stroll at least.
Yeah.
I mean, he must be so... just, you know, cooped up in that embassy.
Just bored.
Why don't you put on a wig and a face? He could definitely sort of sneak out at least for a bit.
We don't know that he hasn't.
Leg it out the back door.
He might have been working here for a year. We don't know.
He's a work ex, is he?
He might be one of the work exes. You know, might be out there. Mightn't he?
Yeah, maybe.
Can I have a guess at which one? Never mind. All right, fine. Reese, we're out of time. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Reese there with Showbiz. A man who knows nothing about showbiz and no interest of showbiz, bringing us showbiz. In the next bit of the programme, well, of course, we will have the news. Headline Hijack is on the way next. After that, Charlie Hunnam joins us. He's King Arthur, out of the film King Arthur. It's a pre-recorded interview, this, because we did it last week in a hotel room. But we will be bringing it to you today. We're supposed to be doing it last Monday. But, you know, I don't know whether I've mentioned it, but I was ill, so we didn't. So today, Charlie Hunnam, after 2 o'clock. And, Headline Hijack. Very quickly, Cornelius, who's got their made-up news story
Sean.
In the news next? Sean, where's Sean from?
Telby.
There we go. Sean's from Telby. And Sean has got his news in the news next. 2 o'clock. Victoria's got it next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Now at TradePoint, 10% off all Leyland Trade 10 and 12 litre paints. See in store for even more deals at our decor rated event. Trade on. TradePoint!
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
There's a brilliant alternative to owning a car. With more freedom than leasing, it's better by far. Europcar's new long-term rental deal is the stress-free way to get behind the wheel. Delivery's free, collection is too. There's no lengthy forms or hoops to jump through. You'll get a great mileage allowance and complimentary valets, plus the chance to switch cars every 28 days. Get complete peace of mind for a fixed monthly fee. Add unlimited drivers, that's also free. For the best rental service, may we recommend long-term hire from Europcar, your flexible four-wheeled friend. Get long-term car hire from as little as £317 a month with a deposit of just £70. Book now at europcar.co.uk/long-term. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Sweden drops Assange rape investigation, terrorist bin man jailed, and parties clash over the elderly.
Talk Radio.
After spending almost 5 years holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, Sweden has dropped its rape investigation into Julian Assange. If he leaves, he faces extradition to the US for questioning over his site WikiLeaks. Former government lawyer Carl Gardner has told Talk Radio it will be interesting to see what Ecuador does next.
They say that they have granted him asylum. So, you know, they now face a real question of, you know, what do they do about letting him leave the embassy or what? You know, it's a little bit of a conundrum for them.
An inquest has concluded a transgender inmate was let down by the NHS, the prison service and her own family. Vicky Thompson was found hanged at the all-male Leeds jail in November 2015. A jury's decided that the 21-year-old did not intend to kill herself. A council bin man has been jailed for 5 years for having Islamic State Group publications and bomb-making manuals. 49-year-old Abid Ali from Wrexham told his wife he wanted to plant a device at an RAF base and attack nightclubs. The Labour leader says the Conservatives have only caused anxiety by announcing a plan to means test winter fuel payments. Theresa May revealed the proposal as part of the Tory manifesto yesterday. The Prime Minister says the money saved will go towards better social care for older people. But Jeremy Corbyn thinks it will only bring more problems.
We already have hypothermia deaths in winter. We already have fuel poverty in this country. That will get worse. My fear is that social care will get worse. And we already have more than 1 million people waiting for the social care they haven't got.
And relatives of the rock star Chris Cornell are disputing a medical examiner's finding that he killed himself. The Soundgarden and Audioslave frontman's wife, Vicky, says she spoke to her husband before he was found dead and he may have taken extra pills to stop anxiety.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and wet in the east with rain moving north. Sunny spells and showers elsewhere. The risk of some thunder. Highs of 17 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Great. Right, so we know in an hour and a half's time there will be bonus news. We know it's animal news today.
Yes.
Now, I understand you teased us earlier with what it might be.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Cats.
Brilliant. Right, it's bonus news. It's got cats in it. And the reason that we do it is because the news bulletins are shorter than they used to be and we have to make the time up. So Victoria's bonus news at 3:30 is on the way. Thank you, Victoria, very much indeed. You've got to do the weather, have you now?
I've done it.
Oh.
It's time for sport.
Is it? I missed the weather.
I know.
I wasn't really concentrating. Right, so Ben. Ben?
Yeah, Ben. Still Ben.
It's got the pre-recorded sport. Here it is.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says all will be revealed regarding his future after next week's FA Cup final. The 67-year-old has just 2 matches remaining before his current contract expires. He's yet to announce publicly if he'll sign fresh terms to remain at the Emirates Stadium. Ahead of Sunday's clash with Everton, Wenger has only one thing on his mind.
What is the most important for us is to win the football game that you play on Sunday. After that, what happens to me is less important. I think I'm here to serve the club, and the best way to do it is to win the next game.
If Arsenal are to qualify for next season's Champions League, they need 3 points and hope Liverpool slip up at home to Middlesbrough in Talk Sports live commentary game. England face Spain in the under-17 European Championship final today in Croatia. The young Lions are looking to become the first side to win the competition 3 times. Finally, cricket. In the IPL, Kolkata Knight Riders take on Mumbai Indians today for the right to play rising Pune Super Giant in Sunday's final. The whole game is live over on Talk Sport 2. That's your latest sports news powered by by TalkSport.
And finally, could pencil erasers hold the secret for the cure to hay fever? A study of 18,000 school children over 10 years has shown that pupils who had larger rubbers in their pencil cases at school were 70% less likely to suffer from hay fever. The study is set to continue for another decade.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. As I say, she'll be back with the news. Bonus news today at 3:30. Now, next on the programme, coming next, is our interview that we did with Charlie Hunnam, the actor. He is off, of course, off of Sons of Anarchy, one of the best, one of the top five, I'd say, dramas of the last, of the last. He got then the role in Pacific Rim, didn't he? Do you remember that?
No.
But then he got the role in King Arthur, which is in now, right? Which hasn't done that well, the box office, admittedly. But that's fine. Doesn't matter. Because Charlie Hunnam is excellent. I've got a bit of a man crush on him, if I'm honest with you. So I went to interview him in a hotel room. Yeah. Last week, before the film came out. The film's out today. Anyway, so this, with the interview you hear next on the programme, is pre-recorded in a hotel room. Just that. That's all the information that you need to know.
Did he make you ill?
I hadn't thought of that.
I think that might have happened.
Anyway, it's Talk Radio. Charlie Hunnam next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and I'm joined now by an actor who was, of course, Wes in the 1996 ITV comedy drama My Wonderful Life, and someone who, for me, will always be the definitive Jason in one episode of Biker Grove.
Wonderful.
What year was that? When was Biker Grove, Charlie Hunnam? When was it?
Oh, I think it must have been 1997.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. You see, and look, you could have been the new Anton Deck. I mean, what went wrong? Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I misplayed my hand along the way.
Yeah, you did. Look, it's good to see you. Thanks for talking to us. King Arthur, then. For those that don't know, I mean, we know the story of King Arthur, but we don't know Guy Ritchie's take on it, so talk us through.
Well, one of the big challenges with adapting the Arthurian legend for screen is that it's this very long, sprawling, Odyssey-esque tale. And so to distill that down to 2 hours is nigh on impossible to do the story justice. So what Guy's decided to do in this film is just tell the first chapter of the story. So it's almost like an origin tale. You take, and within that, it gave Guy a lot of room to nuance that story in a new way. So we meet young Arthur, and historically, Arthur's always been depicted as the noble man who goes on the noble quest to become the noble king. And Guy said, let's forget all that. Let's make him just an everyday chap. And he's a bit of a rogue, he's a bit of a bad boy, but, you know, with a nice heart. And all of a sudden, it's just like you or I, he's told that he's the king of England.
Yeah.
And of course, he panics and feels like he's not up to that responsibility and he hasn't got the requisite skill set. So, you know, basically, it's the journey of ascension to him having to fight through his demons and understand where that sense of inadequacy comes from, and, you know, basically move through that and cultivate a robust enough sense of self-belief and go fight the dragon in the castle.
Yeah, there is fighting, certainly.
There's definitely some fighting,
What drew you to it? Because, big fan of Sons of Anarchy, right? So, and in terms of, no need to thank me, honestly. But in terms of how you choose, I think it's interesting how you choose roles, because, you know, the Queer as Folk, broke you through, I guess, in this country early on. And we spoke to Aidan earlier as well, of course, your old compatriot from that. Mm-hmm. And in terms of your choice of roles, I think it's interesting how you do it. And I think I've read an interview with you before where you say you will wait for things to come along rather than jump into things. So how do you approach these?
I mean, you know, it's just very personal. Just like why you like a book that you read, or anybody out there likes a film. I mean, it's just a personal just whether a story speaks to you, that's in, you know, a character that's interesting, or some themes within a story that you find compelling and give an opportunity to explore some of the things that one is interested in life. But it's the film is a director's medium.
Yeah.
And so the most important element is working with directors that you really admire and respect, because an actor, it's weird, you know, the perception I think from the outside world is an actor has a lot of power and a lot of creative input in filmmaking, where it's not actually the case. We have a certain level of autonomy in interpreting and bringing our character to life, but then of course that character is really put together in the editing room. And so I've found, as I've gotten older and had more and more experience, you have to be very judicious about the directors you choose to work with, because ultimately they're the ones that are in control of how your performance is going
to
be created.
They could do what they like to you in the
editing basically. Room. Yeah. I mean, for instance, King Arthur, the initial assembly was 7 hours long, and then Guy's first cut, when he was as mercenary as he could possibly be in cutting the material down, still came in at 3.5 hours, and he had an hour and a half to cut. So by the time he got it down to 2 hours, there was 5 hours of performance on the cutting room floor. So you can imagine there's an enormous amount of leeway within that for him to reinvent. And thankfully, I'm a big, big fan of Guy's, which is why I was eager to work
with
him.
Well, I think he pitched
place.
It, as, did I read it, as Lord of the Rings meets Snatch, was his idea, which is kind of about right.
Yeah, I mean, that actually came from me. I mean, people kept saying, what is Guy Ritchie's King Arthur? And so I ultimately just distilled from a long, rambling explanation down to the one-line sentence, it's Lord of the Rings meets Snatch.
Is it right, and do correct me if I'm wrong, because I often am, that you offered to fight the other two actors that were up for the role in this initially in order to win it?
Yeah, I think there was three or four of them. Okay. It's one of those terrible situations that actors find themselves in, much like in a hotel like this. There'll be
I'm not going to fight you.
That's right.
I've seen you fight.
You saw the writing on the wall. That's where this is going.
It's not going to happen.
No, Guy was very concerned about my physicality, and you know, I was doing the last season of Sons of Anarchy at the time, and I'd lost a quite significant amount of weight. Yeah. I was kind of a skeleton when I met him, and he wasn't familiar with my work at all, so he hadn't seen that I could actually, you know, bulk up and be, you know, physically formidable. And so he kept bringing up the physicality over and over again. And after a while, I said, Guy, listen, pal, if you're that concerned about it, let's just turn the camera off, forget all this auditioning bollocks, and you can bring those other chimpanzees in here that are auditioning and we'll fight for the role. You know, it's like I like to say, everyone's heard of the casting couch. I tried to implement the casting cage.
That would have been a film in itself.
All right, there you go. I'm glad he called my bluff, because they were pretty tasty, some of the other guys. You know, I think I might have been trying
to bite off. Sons of Anarchy, you've got a gang.
Yeah, I've got a gang, yeah. I got some boys behind me.
Is it also true that you saved the life of a cat? I'm asking for a friend who told me I had to ask you that.
I did. My cat. Yeah, my cat.
I've had
him for 17 years.
Yeah. But
best pals. Yeah. He was born in a litter of kittens on the roof of my house caught in a thunder and lightning storm. And long story short, I climbed up at 6 o'clock the next morning and he was half submerged in a puddle and, you know, very close to death's door. So
you're
I put him under
nice
the armpit and kept him warm until the vet opened. And yeah, we resuscitated him, brought him back to life. And like I said, now he's been homie for 17 years.
Yeah. And who looks after him when you're filming?
My girlfriend.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, basically you can't. As we know from other actors who may have tried to take Johnny Depp animals into other countries, it doesn't work so well. So
no,
you've got to be careful with that.
No. And listen, my cat has a nervous breakdown even if we try to take him to the vet. So I don't think he'd like a trip to England.
What are you doing next?
I have. I've sort of dipped my toes in the development world, so I'm producing. So I have
because you write as well, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I'm about to write a screenplay. I actually have two things that I want to write that I haven't had much time. So I've carved out finally a bit of time to go and explore those. So right. I want to tell a story about my dad, and then another story about gypsy culture. Both based in England.
Yeah, and directing as well.
Aspiration sometime down the line. Gonna take that slowly. It's a sort of a you know, it's a big leap. So when I've, you know, if it feels right when I've written one of these scripts and I have a clear vision, if not, I have a lot of friends that are directors. And, yeah. you know, most of the things that I'm developing as vehicles for me to act in. Yeah. But, you know, maybe as a director, be very excited at some
point. When you're in downtime on set and stuff, is that when you tend to write stuff?
No, I can't.
You just have to lock yourself away.
Yeah, I
know. Because I was interested that you did a degree in film as well. I did
1 year. And then I had the opportunity to to start exactly to no one likes a quitter. No, I had the opportunity to start acting and then I ended up leaving. But I find it impossible just to write on the fly. I have to be doing it 10, 12 hours a day, six days a week, and then, you know, and just hammer it out over the course of a couple of months. Otherwise, it just doesn't work for me.
All right, listen, I wish you best of luck with the remake of Biker Grove.
Thank you very much. We're all very excited about it.
Charlie Hunnam, King Arthur is out on May the 19th. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The decisions, the debates, the deadline.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm bored.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
My dad's workplace is better than your dad's. He's got a spinny chair.
Well, my dad's workplace has DAB Plus radio with Bluetooth, adaptive cruise control, park assist, and he can use his apps through his dashboard display. Ugh. You win.
The Volkswagen Caddy. Upgrade your workplace. Now with up to £1,250 off when you test drive and buy a new Caddy before the end of June. Our dedicated experts are always on hand to help find the right van for your business. Search Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Participating van centres only. Offer applies to retail and small business customers purchasing 1 to 5 eligible vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th September 2017. Subject to availability. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
And they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken. Part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We're seeing delays on the M1 through South Yorkshire at the moment. It's on the northbound approach between junction 34 Bidford Meadowhall through towards 35 for Rotherham. Lane 104 is closed there due to an accident. Westbound stretch of the M27 is very slow going as well, following a broken down vehicle between junction 9 for Whiteley through towards junction 8 for Humble. All lanes there have now reopened, and the M3 London bound, one lane closed, very slow traffic following accident between junction 3 for Lightwater and junction 2 for the M25. I'm Andy Broxton.
Here's your chance to become truly epic! With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts! Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket! 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. It's 20 past time. Of course it is. And, well, as you know, there's... you might not know, so allow us to be the first with the breaking news that there's going to be an election on June the 8th. June the 8th is the day of the election. Well, you know, we're obliged politically to cover that election. OK, and the way we've been doing it is by various means, of course. Later, excitement alert as we turn a spotlight on a constituency. Yeah, it's called Spotlight.
Election Spotlight with Cornelius Mendes. I just named it that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it have a name before that?
We just called it Election Spotlight.
Right. Anyway, that's coming up.
That'll make it more popular.
But of course, yeah, of course. But of course, each and every day we've been bringing you up to date with what they're all doing. It's right, because it's time to follow.
Do
them.
You want me to do?
No, it's fine. I'm ill. Let me just have a sip of ginger tea. Wait. Better. It's time to follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow me. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Here we go then. Let's follow the leader. It's 20 days till the general election on the 8th of June. Party leaders busy running around the country, of course, in search of photo opportunities and votes. And the good news is that Talk Radio is the place to keep up to date as to where they are and what they're doing. From banners to bants. Well, we'll keep you up to date as we follow the leaders. Now, Theresa May, she's one of them. You may have heard of her. She's attending the Conservative Scottish Manifesto launch today in, wait for it. Wait for it more. And more. In Scotland. She's been promising to invest in education and the NHS.
Giving every primary school child a breakfast before they start their school day to set their school day off well. Ensuring that we're putting more money into our NHS, as I say, the biggest ever investment in technology and buildings in our National Health Service.
Yeah, it might go some way to make up for when Thatcher took all that milk off the kids. Jeremy Corbyn. Well, he's been visiting pensioners in Bedford this morning. Why is that funny?
Just, I like all these election things.
He's been visiting pensioners in Bedford. As if life for them wasn't bad enough. It's balanced. We're insulting them all. Shut up. He's been attacking the Tory manifesto.
Attacking all the older people in our society. She's damaging social care in our society. This is a manifesto which will make the situation across Britain worse.
Tim Farron is in somewhere called Hazel Cox today. He's adamant that he wants a second EU referendum.
There is a party, the Liberal Democrats, who are offering you the hope that the future of Britain could be different, that you could have the final say on the Brexit deal, not Theresa May, not the bureaucrats in Brussels, and if it's not good enough for you and your family, you should have the right to reject it and to remain in the European Union.
Chloe's just whispered in my ear, is that a person or a place, referring to Hazel Cox?
Right.
It's a place.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't necessarily make an announcement like that from inside someone called Hazel. I mean, Chloe, that would be just... I mean, that'd be up there as an election moment, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Be this year's Ed Stone.
And it's not just him. Caroline Lucas said on last night's ITV leaders debate, ITV leaders, except not two of the leaders debate, that she too wants a second vote.
You, the general public, should have the final say on that final package. Now, if you like what you see, then that's great, go for it. But we believe that you should have the right to be able to look at the small print and decide if you don't like it, then you should have the right to be able to remain inside the EU.
There we go. Now, Paul Nuttall. He's campaigning in Dagenham today, and he said last night that his party can find £1 billion to invest in social care.
We would take that money directly from a foreign aid budget, which is costing us around £13 billion every single year. We would cut that back to 0.2% of GDP, which is exactly the same as it was in the United States under Barack Obama.
There we go. And, of course, let's not forget Natalie of
No, come on.
As Paul Nuttall would call her, Natalie. Plaid Cymru. Leanne Wood, of course, despite her telling Paul Nuttall last night at least three times that she was called Leanne, he still kept calling her Natalie. Anyway, she's visiting the Haylon-Mont sea salt factory in Anglesey. Of course she is. Last night on this very same debate, she accused Theresa May of running scared.
You may be too scared to come here tonight, for your U-turns to be highlighted, for your cruel policies to be exposed. You want this election to only be about Brexit, because that means you avoid talking about the real issues like the NHS.
There we go, we've been following the leaders. And we'll continue to do so up until the big day, of course. It's Follow the Leader on Talk Radio.
You shouldn't say the big day, because
why?
If Pippa Middleton is listening, she'll think that's tomorrow, because it's her big day tomorrow.
Well, yes, that's true.
And I know she enjoys the show, so...
I know she's listening now. She's using it to as a soundtrack to prep her day.
Oh, I can imagine.
I think she's being groomed today. I think she's doing all that, you know, today. I'm led to believe. She texted me earlier to say.
Oh, right.
She said she'd be getting all waxed and that today, and she'd be listening to the show for a big... So, hi, Pippa. Nice to have you along. Right, so here's a dilemma I wanted to run by you.
Go on.
Right, so, look. Right, so, I have been ill this week. I don't know whether you know that.
Yes, you've been mentioning it. Right. With every other word you've been saying.
Right. And that's also the reason you can hear me coughing. And partly the reason for that is there used to be in here a button called a cough button, which you pressed, which muted the microphone. Right. Look. When that happens. But because Paul Ross spilled coffee in the desk, it's all broken and burned. So that's never been replaced for now, what, 2 months?
No, less than that, about a month.
Is it a month? Oh, whatever. Anyway, so that's partly... Anyway, so I went to the doctors, okay, and when they were looking at me, right, they couldn't work out why I was so ill, so they said, could you... And he handed me a little sample thing and said, could you pop next door and put some urine into this?
What's ure?
Yeah. And midge ure from Ultravox. And so I said, yeah, okay, I'll do that. But I panicked, right, because I didn't need to go for a wee, right, at all. Right? I didn't need a wee. So, but the doctor's there, and I've gone down to the... I didn't even got an appointment with the doctor's. That was impossible. I went to the emergency drop-in thing, right? And then I went, and he said, there's a toilet out there, so if you go in there, and then just pop back in, and we can test the urine. Right, okay, so I took my bottle of water with me, and I went into the toilet. I didn't need to go. And I was wondering how long it is that's polite, right, to before a doctor's going to get annoyed. Because you can't just go on demand like that, right,
no.
At all. And especially, I mean, you know, because I was then nervous about having to do it, to perform, right, it started to close it off, right? So the more I thought about it, the fewer I could go. And I thought, well, I've got to wee in this, but I've been in here 20 minutes. How long? I just didn't know how long it would... You know, so I mean, eventually I was able to dribble some in. But I didn't know... But no, my point is, why is it the doctors expect you to be able to do that on a whim? And how long should they give you time? I didn't know whether he meant for me to take it home and bring it back another day. But he didn't. He just wanted me to go in there and do it. I can't do that on demand. Victoria, help me out here.
I think you should drink more.
Did you leave the taps running? That's an old trick.
Yeah.
That's a little old trick people do.
I did try that one, yeah.
And
I've been drinking loads. I wasn't dehydrated because all I've been doing was drinking water. But I'd just been ages ago, before.
Should have gone down to the pub for a pint.
I didn't want a pint.
That always makes everyone wee.
That's true.
It's true.
Thank you for those images.
Well, I'm just saying, but I just thought it was a little bit unreasonable of him to expect me to wee on demand.
I mean, 20 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
In my head, I was thinking, 5 minutes? Maybe that's not enough.
Well, did he say anything when you came out? Or her? Sorry.
Well, it was a him. I mean, a female doctor is a nurse.
That's not true.
Obviously.
No. It's not true.
But anyway, I handed a man my urine and upside. But I just wondered why they expect...
Great end to a story.
Isn't it?
Hello, if you've just tuned in.
But I just wonder why it is they expect you to be able to do that instantly. You know, I mean, it's a bit stage frighty for me, that was. I can... Never, no one's ever asked me to wheel.
I can do it on demand. I should go on tour with it.
You should. Yeah, could do it now.
Please done. Don't.
Done. Already have. Just...
Anyway, just thought I'd ask because I thought it was weird. But so, but, you know, how long have you spent in a toilet cubicle in a doctor's, unable to wee on demand? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on
Twitter. Start the message with your urine sample story.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exactly this kind of golden.
No, it's not. Where are you going?
Content.
Okay.
That we've made our name on. Anyway, in the next... What is in the next half an hour? Kieran's here. Work experience punditry. He's got films for the weekend and he'll be rounding them up for you. It's 2:33. Victoria's got the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
A Swedish investigation into an allegation of rape against Julian Assange has been dropped after almost 7 years. The WikiLeaks founder took refuge in Ecuador's embassy in London in 2012. He's always denied the claims. His lawyer says the decision to discontinue the case is a total victory, but legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg says it's still not over.
He's wanted for failing to surrender to his bail. That is a criminal offence. He could be convicted of that. He could be sentenced to, I think, up to a year in prison for that particular offence. I'm sure he will be arrested if and when he leaves the embassy.
A transgender woman who was found hanged in her prison cell wasn't given enough support. An inquest jury has ruled that 21-year-old Vicky Thompson, who was kept in a male prison, did not intend to die. The Scottish Conservatives have launched their manifesto, promising to oppose any second independence referendum. Meanwhile, Labour have hit out at Tory plans for pensioners, saying ending the triple lock amounts to all-out war on the elderly. Angela Merkel says there'll be a price to pay for the UK after it leaves the European Union, but the German Chancellor insists Britain will be treated fairly after Brexit. And Chris Cornell's relatives are disputing a medical examiner's finding that he killed himself. They've issued a statement saying they can't be sure what led to the Soundgarden star's death on Wednesday or if any substances were involved. The weather cloudy and wet in the east with rain moving north. Sunny spells and showers elsewhere with the risk of some thunder. Highs of 17 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes-ish.
25 minutes-ish. There is as well. And also in an hour because that's the time of bonus news.
It is.
Bonus news.
It is.
Thank you, Victoria, very much for your contribution.
Animal news today.
It is animal news. Yeah, finally. Right.
Well, it happens every 3 days.
I know, but just yeah.
All right. I've still got a cough. I can't. There's no cough button
anymore.
Just
go to the break.
I didn't think of that. Let's go to the break.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sportscast pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You didn't cough for that whole ad there.
I didn't need a cough then. I can't time it. It just happens when it happens.
Idiot.
Right, coming up, Kieran. He will be reviewing the weekend's films for you. If you're wondering what films to see at the weekend, wonder no more, as Kieran has wondered for you. Before that, though, don't forget it's Some Request Friday. Now, Some Request Friday means this. You get to make a request, but not a music one like they do on Radio 2. No, sir. No, madam. No non-binary. You can do what... You can do what we do round here, and that's speeches and talks. Request one as a dedication for a loved one. Doesn't matter what. You're allowed to do it. Say, Simon Mayo does it with music on Radio 2. It's a sort of lazy Friday thing that they do over there, which involves no production. We have to put production into it because we have to find the speeches that you want. So actually, we work harder than them. So just say.
I've actually done that shift. It's quite a lot of work.
All right. Is it?
Well, yeah, because you have to write down all their messages.
Well, we have to do that and here. Then,
yeah, and then I got the number wrong.
Right, did Simon Mayo shout at you?
No, but this producer did. I wasn't invited back.
Fine, good. All right, and that's what happens when you fail. You end up here. Right. So, and that's the only reason we're all here. It's the only reason anyone's here. Right. Hi, John and gang. Could you please play for me the first 20 Hours by Josh Kaufman? It's my second favourite song by him. What? From the album How to Learn Anything, The TED Talks, as it's so hauntingly beautiful, it makes me really think about the meaning of life. I wouldn't say it's as solid as his first album, but, you know, the classic case of the difficult second album. At least he writes his own lyrics. It's Josh Kaufman doing a talk. That's coming from Bernie in Clifton. Bernie, for you, here's your request.
2 years ago, my life changed forever. My wife Kelsey and I welcomed our daughter Leela into the world. Now, becoming a parent is an amazing, amazing experience. Your whole world changes overnight, and all of your priorities change immediately, so fast that it makes it really difficult to process sometimes. Now, you also have to learn a tremendous amount about being a parent, like, for example, how to dress your child. This was new to me. This is an actual outfit. I thought this was a good idea. And even Leela knows that it's not a good idea. So there was so much to learn and so much craziness all at once. And to add to the craziness, Kelsey and I both work from home. We're entrepreneurs. We run our own businesses.
There we go. That's Josh Kaufman. How to Learn Anything, a TED Talk there, playing it especially for Bernie in Clifton. Now, if you've got a request, a speech or a talk, 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone.
Like, you like
Diet is. Coke in my nose.
Okay.
The drink.
Well, as opposed to... I mean, that doesn't really work with the word diet on the
front. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what would that be? Speed? What would that be?
I don't know.
Right. Anyway, fine. Don't do it, kids. Right, so look, Kieran's here.
Hello, how
Hi,
are
Kieran.
You?
We're going to be talking films after the travel and stuff, aren't we?
We shall be.
So what have we got? We've got a cinema film for the weekend.
We've got a cinema film for the weekend, something that's out on streaming, and what's on the telly this weekend.
There you go. It's work experience punditry, and we bring it to you each and every day. Work experiences are dragged in here and given actual work experience rather than, you know, just making them sit in the office and... whatever it is that they do in the office. So, Kieran's here. We don't have to pay him. That's the main reason he's here. And we'll do films on the radio next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Ali's Trick Q Citrus Salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight, and one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Trick Two Citrus Salmon recipe in-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
This week at TradePoint, join us in-store for our decorated event with deals across a range of trade paint brands, including Valspar, Leyland and Dulux Trade. Plus, make a purchase in-store before the 21st of May for your chance to win a brand new van, courtesy of Leyland Trade. T's and C's apply, trade only.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £20 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only, qualifying criteria apply, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
problems continue for the M27 westbound, seeing some slow traffic following an earlier broken down vehicle between junction 9 for the A27 through towards junction 8 for Hamble. All lanes have now reopened following a tyre change, but it does remain very slow. M3 heading London bound very slow as well due to a broken down bus and an earlier accident where two vehicles are involved around junction 3 for Lightwater through towards junction 2 for the M25. And the M1 heading southbound sees two lanes closed at junction 11 for Dunstable Road. That, of course, due to a broken down vehicle. I'm Andy Broxton.
Skeletor got £125 cash back at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the world's his theatre. So, baby, remember his name! Get £125 cash back when you switch your current account to First Direct Bank. Another exclusive deal from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends July 3rd. For the offer, switch via Money's Supermarket using the current account switch service and deposit £1,000 within 3 months of the account opening. New First Direct customers only. See Money's Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to a time. And, well, a lot of news, of course. We've been talking about it today. Julian Assange has had those charges dropped, those charges that were brought by Swedish prosecutors after an alleged incident in Stockholm in 2010. He's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy since 2012, of course, but those charges have been dropped. His fear that he'd been re-extradited to Sweden and from there back to the US to face charges of espionage, really, of leaking those documents that WikiLeaks dropped all that time ago. We don't quite know whether or not that's going to get him out of the embassy, as there are still charges pertaining to not attending court in London to face as well. Donald Trump is had a terrible week, of course. He's about to depart for his first foreign trip since becoming the US president as well this afternoon. There's kind of a lot going on. I mean, if you look at the front of the papers, I mean, you know, a lot about the debates last night there, aren't there? There's stuff there about thing and wedding. Pippa's sexy and summer's wedding.
Is it?
That's what it says there. I don't know. That's the star, so I mean, it's meaningless. But anyway, what I'm saying is the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Doesn't matter. We're here to help. And we do it with Japanese poetry, of course. Take the news, put it through Japanese poetry, makes it understandable. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trump victim of worst, US witch hunt, JFK would like a word, mate.
The news in haikus. Right then, work experience punditry, that's what we do. We get a work experience, we drag them in here, we tell them it's worthy. We tell them it's a leg up into the media. It's come in here, the honour of coming in here, Kieran. And
I love it.
I know, and reviewing stuff for us for free.
For free?
Yeah,
for
I know. Free. And we tell you all these lies about how good it will do your career and stuff, and it won't.
It's not happening.
But here you are anyway, and yeah. that's good, at least, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm doing a weekend job at Poundland now, but that's all right, John.
That's fine. Well, without this, you probably wouldn't have got out.
So. Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. How are you, by the way?
I've been better, Kieran.
Why have you asked him that? I'm interested. What I want to know done? How he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him to come in my uni. I'm trying to pretend to care.
Yeah. Well, look, I tell you what it is. I had the previous 4 days off, and I've never had a day off work. Sick. It
doesn't happen.
Because you just go to work, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when you're freelance, because you don't get paid.
Exactly.
If you're self-employed, no sick pay, is there?
It's nothing.
No. So I'm like you.
Exactly. We're on the same boat here.
When I'm a day off sick, I'm like you when you're in working.
Exactly.
No pay. Imagine that. No. So,
I feel your pain.
I know.
I feel your pain.
So, no, I've been a bit ill. I'm still, as you can detect, not 100%. And I was at the hospital all day yesterday having tests and stuff. So we still haven't come back.
Was that a private hospital? Or was
no,
it?
No, goodness no.
Yeah, it was. He's asked us not to say.
I mean, it literally wasn't. But anyway, but what I've come here with is a disease that I don't know what it is. But because no one, the medical profession doesn't even know what it is either, I figure that if you all get it, it'll spread it around a bit and it'll become more common and then people will be able to work out what it is.
I'm so glad you've invited me today.
So there we are. Anyway, what are we doing? Films?
We are doing films. It's a Friday. You've got to do something with your weekend. Go watch a film, hey?
Yeah.
Right, so the first film we're reviewing is Miss Sloan, in which Jessica Chastain plays a Washington lobbyist intent on bringing the gun industry to heel. Here's a clip.
What's going on with you?
The current system is so porous it floats.
I don't remember you caring ever, one way or another, about guns.
My position solidified somewhere between Columbine and Charleston. Come on, George. Any head case, felon, or terrorist can buy an assault rifle from a gun show, the internet, or his buddy at the Bowl-O-Rama without so much as an ID. Heaton Harris puts a stop to that.
Christ, Liz, this is the gun lobby. Do you have any idea how long I've been trying to reel them in? No. Something happened. Someone you know was the victim of a gun crime.
Nonsense. I work on behalf of causes I believe in. That's how I sleep at night.
You don't sleep at night. You sit and obsess about winning, no matter the cause.
Oh, well, the first thing to say about this film is, as someone who has been rewatching House of Cards in preparation for the new series, which is coming out later this month, this is very much in the same vein. I mean, obviously, the great irony of Washington, D.C. is that it is built on a swamp, and the Washington, D.C. that you see in this film is a very swamp-like one, but a very glamorous one at the same time, full of, you know, sex and drugs and rock and roll. It is a very, very interesting take, which I think people who enjoy, say, The House of Cards or The Thick of It would really, really enjoy.
So it's kind of in-depth politics, is it, to do with the gun lobby? I mean,
completely. It's very in-depth into the kind of minutiae of the backdoor deals of politics in it, like the American system in it, much in the same way that, you know, Frank Underwood in House of Cards is all about actually the corruptibility behind the veneer of perfection. Quite a good phrase.
Very good. Write that one down.
I'll write it down.
That'll be coming useful at Poundland tomorrow.
It will. They'll really love it when I'm trying to flog five Pepsis for a pound. Yeah. They really will. The thing to say is that, you know, Jessica Chastain as Miss Sloan is fantastic in this film. And it's a really great portrayal because she is a hard-hitting lobbyist who really doesn't take any. And what they've done as well is they haven't contextualized kind of her independence and her feistiness within some childhood trauma or something in her past. They've just said, no, this is somebody who is working her way through the system and she's doing what she believes is right. And at the same time, you know, if she's tired, she takes she doesn't take a, it says poop here, but I think what she actually takes, she takes a pill. Thank you, my autocorrect. You know, she
it's
has
what you might take if you're tired.
She some people do. I find it relaxing.
Exactly.
5 minutes on Twitter. It's nice. She has no strings attached sex. She's a true independent woman. And I really, really, really enjoyed it. Like House of Cards again, Jessica Chastain spends a lot of time breaking the fourth wall in this film, talking to the audience, and she really hams it up in these moments, and it's really, really, really exhilarating when she talks to you.
And do we learn a lot about the gun lobby, the history of it, and how... we learned from that clip, it's very complicated.
Yes.
And Cornelius certainly...
I can't get my head around it.
No, that's right. I mean, we are planning a couple of haikus on the gun lobby.
Oh, fantastic.
America, just to help explain it.
That would be good.
Which we're going to print out and hand out to people coming out of the film.
That would be lovely.
Which I think will help. But in terms of just how deep it goes into it all...
It goes deep to a degree. But, I mean, because I know people will be thinking, well, do I really want to go spend my weekend in a cinema watching about the gun lobby in American politics? But it does go into that history, and it is very much a film that tries to define the gun lobby in this particular way, in a very... negative portrayal, rightly so. But, I mean, the twists and the turns and the final revelations and all the things really did, for me personally, keep me on the end of my street. On the edge of my seat.
Yeah, or street. I mean, that's fine
street.
Too.
Yes, that's my other job that I'm doing late nights.
Yeah, golf sale signs, is
yes.
it?
Yep. No, well, something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
Let's just gloss over it.
It involved balls.
All right. we'll gloss over it right now.
Yes, so I thoroughly enjoyed the film. Probably not for everyone. I am an American politics geek. I think I come in every week and I try and do something that's involved in that kind of stuff. Thoroughly enjoyed it. If you're into thrillers, political thrillers in particular, this is a great 2 hours. Yep. If you're not, we've got homophobia and Nazis coming up, so there'll be hopefully something for you there.
Good news. I thought you were going to do Alien Covenant, so that's been a nice surprise.
I did, but I was going to do it, but then I'm not. I just thought I'd rather go see this.
No, I think that's absolutely fine, because I didn't know about it particularly. So
it's very good. Very good. You'd enjoy it.
I would enjoy it. All right, so we're going where? Homophobia and Nazis?
Well, they're two different.
Is that the name of the film?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's the name of my Edinburgh Fringe show that I'm, that I'm taking up this year. It's going to be a big hit. Yeah. A big hit, but no. So on Amazon Prime this week, for those of you lucky enough to have an Amazon Prime membership, it's The Imitation Game, where Benedict Cumberbatch plays Alan Turing, who of course helped us all save World War II for us all. Here's a clip.
The boys were going to get some lunch. Alan?
Yes?
I said we're going to get some lunch. Alan?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I said we're off to get some lunch. This is starting to get a little bit repetitive.
What is?
I had asked if you wanted to come to lunch with us.
No, you didn't. You said you were going to get some lunch.
Have I offended you in some way?
Why would you think that?
Would you like to come to lunch with us?
What time's lunchtime?
Christ, Alan, it's a bleeding sandwich.
What is?
Lunch.
Oh, I don't like sandwiches.
Never mind.
Well, he doesn't like sandwiches.
Doesn't like
start,
sandwiches.
So, you know,
yeah. That was
get a wrap.
Yeah. Should have, shouldn't he?
Yeah. We went to Pret a Manger a lot, actually. Yeah. Alan Turing. So that was a bit of a disappointment for him. But the film. So it's basically about Alan Turing, who is set the task of breaking the unbreakable code that the German Nazis use to give out all their messages. To basically how they're going to win the war. And at the same time, he's dealing with his own sexuality. Of course, this is a time where homosexuality was illegal in Great Britain. And so you have these two kind of adjoining stories and two differing narratives of the great hero and the man who has to live in mystery. Not mystery, in silence, basically, yeah. And has to have a fake wedding and everything to hide the fact of his true identity. And I watched this film for the first time because I didn't want to see it in the cinema because sometimes I thought it was going to be too worthy. But it was a really, really, really interesting portrayal of the times and of the challenges faced by, you know, the British government and the British army and the British people as a whole as they went and they fought this greatest of enemies. The thing I would say is, I know at the time Benedict Cumberbatch got a lot of love for his portrayal. Mm. I watched it. I thought it was a pretty monotone, one-level portrayal. I thought he knew what he was doing, and you kind of thought, yeah, that's an okay portrayal. But there wasn't the depth to it that you were kind of hoping for, and the layers and unpeeling and everything. Some great cameo roles by the likes of Keira Knightley and such. I have to say, I think after they solve the code...
Spoiler alert,
I mean, and win the war.
Spoiler!
I know, I'm so sorry, everyone. I kind of lost interest a bit because you knew where things were going to go. You knew it was going to have a great ending for the British people, but personally...
Not for him.
Not so much for him. But I think as something maybe to... Watch with your kids, I actually think.
I've seen it, and I liked it for that point of view as well. In terms of the historical accuracy that it brings to a story, you think you know. Mm. And actually, it turns out you don't know half of it.
Exactly.
And certainly his contribution, while known, I think it does... And you know, his performance... irrespective of what you think of his performance, it does get to the heart of the dilemma within him as how he's struggling to do that while almost being persecuted, or knowing he'd be persecuted by the very same government and laws set by that government that would that allow him to exist. And it's that dilemma is well done, I think. Well crafted out.
I think that another thing for me, this was clearly a film that was, you know, vying for the Oscars and everything. Clearly was hoping to get some of those big awards out of it. The special effects, though, were terrible.
I don't remember that.
There's like scenes of like the planes going and bombing London through the Blitz and everything, and they all looked a bit 2004, like they've been done on Microsoft Windows XP or something.
Right.
So from that aspect, you're a bit like, oh, is this what we're going for? So I wasn't a big fan of that. But overall, good film, nice film. Not many laughs in it, but you know, people will enjoy it.
I guess on Amazon Prime, Imitation Game, Benedict Cumberbatch. Finally, TV film.
Finally,
gotta be quick.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come to the
YMCA.
Cabaret! Come to the cabaret, BBC Two, 8 PM. Do you want to hear play a clip?
If we must. Go on.
Come to the cabaret! And as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea.
I'm guessing you love a cabaret, Kira.
Oh, I love a cabaret.
I absolutely do.
Me and Josh Rom go on it every Sunday. We have a great
time. Why am I not surprised?
Thing to say, this film, it's very easy to, you know, mock this film, Lies.
It's a classic film.
It is a classic film, and I honestly do believe some of the greatest songs ever written. I believe it's Kander and Ebb who wrote the music for this. From Cabaret to Money, Money, you know, the Money song to Tomorrow Belongs to Me. They're all really great songs, some of them haunting. A fantastic film and a really great opportunity to get yourself reacquainted with one of the classics of American cinema, and also Paul Ross's favourite film for a few years.
Why for a few years?
For a few years.
When's it on?
BBC Two, 9 PM this Saturday.
Great.
Watch Britain's Got Talent. Turn over, watch that. Thanks. Watch proper talent.
Thanks, Kieran.
Thanks very much.
Kieran there, reviewing the films for the weekend for you, work experience punditry. Right, in the next bit of the programme, there will be, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be going round the regions for we bring you a spotlight on a constituency, keeping you up to date with all the election stuff. Today we travel to North Norfolk.
North Norfolk.
Spotlight on North Norfolk.
About time.
With Cornelius Mendes. Can't wait. Victoria's Bonus News at 3:30. And the comedians Croft and Pierce will be here before 4 o'clock as well, promoting something or other. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Talk Radio, afternoons, Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The polls, the papers, the policies.
We've grasped the nettle and we've taken it on board.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
All good things must come to an end. And Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job. With Screwfix, you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our Price Match Promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you. for a younger van.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £91 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock, Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Assange rape investigation dropped, sleeping tram driver suspended, and JK treated in hospital.
Talk Radio.
Julian Assange says it's a total victory that Swedish prosecutors have dropped rape allegations against him. The WikiLeaks founder has been in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 5 years, avoiding extradition. Human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell's told Talk Radio it doesn't mean that he can walk free, though.
If he steps outside the embassy now, apart from being arrested on breach of bail conditions, he also would be at risk of a potential extradition order from the US. We've got to remember that only last month, the US Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that arresting Assange was a priority.
An inquest has ruled a transgender woman who killed herself while in a male prison wasn't given enough support. 21-year-old Vicky Thompson was found hanged in Leeds jail 18 months ago. A jury's decided she didn't intend to die. Here's her family solicitor, Philip Goldberg.
Vicky's mother remains deeply distressed by the loss of her daughter, yet hopes that if any good is to come from her death, it is that the Ministry of Justice also undertakes a complete overhaul of HM Prison Leeds.
A tram driver has been suspended after video footage appeared to show him asleep at the controls. Seven people were killed on the same stretch in Croydon in South London in November. Labour's calling on the Conservatives to withdraw their election pledge to means test the winter fuel allowance. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says some pensioners will have to choose whether they heat or eat. A former Newcastle United coach has been charged with 29 historical sex offences. 61-year-old George Ormond from Newton Abbott in Devon is accused of committing the offences between 1973 and 1998. And Jamiroquai's JK sent a video message from his hospital bed after having what he's described as stunningly painful injections in his back. The singer's posted the clip online along with the words, "The show must go on," and the hashtag #JamiroquaiLive2017.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I've been ill all week.
You haven't been tweeting, though.
I was too ill to tweet. So I'm worse off than him then, aren't I?
Yeah.
I was in hospital yesterday for the day.
Did I
tweet from there? No. No, because I hadn't really got the energy. Whereas JK rocks up with... the show must go on, and here I am.
Maybe he has people who can tweet for him.
Maybe he does, which I do not, of course. Mm. So that might be it.
Yeah, maybe.
But either way, you know, just saying. You know, but you didn't put me, you know, in your news, is what I was...
Oh, do you want to be in my news? Is that what you're getting
at? Not really, no. I'm just wondering why you went with JK. Any news of Joel?
No.
JK.
Different JK. Not Radio JK, this is Jamiroquai JK.
Oh.
Spelled differently.
What, just a J and a K?
No, so Jamiroquai's JK is J-A-Y, space K-A-Y, whereas the other JK is JK.
Okay. Thanks for bringing us up to speed on all of that. weather?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather.
Cloudy in the wets.
Cloudy in the wets.
It's not what I meant to say.
That's not a name for a band, isn't it? Cloudier and the Wets. Please welcome, supporting Jamiroquai tonight, Cloudier and the Wets. The show must go on.
So what I meant to say was, as the bulletin must go on, cloudy and wet in the east with rain moving north, sunny spells and showers elsewhere, risk of some thunder, highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria, very much indeed. Victoria, back with you in... 25 minutes. And there will be bonus news today.
Animal news!
Animal news!
All the stories are about cats.
Well, that's not very broad, is it?
They're three different cats.
Okay, fine. We bring you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news as bonus news because it rounds up everything, doesn't it? Today, it's animal news. It's here in 25 minutes.
And also, one of them is quite broad.
Well, I can't wait for it now.
There you go.
Right, Ben's here. He's got the pre-recorded sport live from a pet shop, speaking of animals.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Ahead of their final game of the Premier League season, Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger is refusing to discuss his future. The Gunners play Everton at the Emirates on Sunday. Could that be Wenger's farewell game at the stadium?
Of the season, yes.
Ever.
I cannot tell you that.
Arsenal need to win and hope Liverpool slip up at home to Middlesbrough if they're to grab a Champions League spot on the final day. Reds boss Jurgen Klopp says the club is in a solid financial position to sign new players this summer, whether or not they finish in the top four.
We are already in a good position. We are a club without financial problems, so we have money to spend. But we always thought it makes sense to think before we spend.
Liverpool Middlesbrough is TalkSport's live commentary game on Sunday. Finally, cricket, and in TalkSport 2's IPL commentary game today, Kolkata Knight Riders take on Mumbai Indians for the right to play Pune Super Giants in Sunday's final. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is. That's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from Pet Shop. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll do the big debate now. So, as we come to the end of what's been quite the tricky week for Donald Trump, what with the whole Russia question casting an increasingly dark Kremlin-shaped shadow over the blustering arse clown, many pundits are saying it could be the beginning of the end of his tenure. Are his cat-grabbing hands losing their oily grip on the White House? Well, he's fired his FBI chief, of course. There's an ever-changing story as to why. He then apparently told some secrets to the Russians in a meeting, and then he did another thing, probably, or something, and then tweeted about it, and then tweeted about it again. Basically, the man's an idiot. And it all seems to be unravelling as fast as his head weave. On the line, though, listening to the radio this afternoon, because he's got nothing else in his life, is Derek. Good afternoon, Derek.
Hello, John.
Afternoon, Derek. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for calling in. So you heard me say something about Donald Trump doing another thing there, and you've got a thing about udders, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. I think they're disgusting.
Yeah.
We know that udders. Well, we know what they're used for, don't we?
Yes.
I, for one, don't think it should be allowed in public, even if they do cover up.
Right.
The British way is repression.
Yeah.
You know, I'm repressed, you are. I know Con certainly is the filthy blighter.
Yeah. It's that's a controversial and won't be very popular point of view, that the idea that cows can't udder feed in public. Because there was that case recently, of course, of a cow trying to feed a calf in a branch. I think it was Sainsbury's or somewhere, wasn't it? Security guard told the cow.
It was an old Safeway, but they'd turned it into a Sainsbury's.
That's right. And they told the cow to cover up. And there was a backlash on social media. When isn't there? But it's a controversial point of view. Just cover. So you're saying you don't want them removed necessarily. You're just saying cover them up.
Well, you can remove them if you want. I mean, for example, we know in Scotland now it's illegal to keep an udder without a licence.
Yeah.
Because of all the problems they had with people filling them with heroin and deep frying them. It was only slightly more palatable than haggis. They called it heroin in a deep fried udder. I mean, it wasn't very catchy, admittedly, but they're not a very poetic people, John. But the point is that that's what udders do. They just encourage this disgusting behaviour of all sorts.
Okay, controversial opinion, of course. Henry's on the other line to rightly argue the case, I think. What do you make of this?
I can't believe what I'm hearing, John. Like, it's terrible. This is the sort of anti-udder filth that makes me glad that this programme is currently subject to an Ofcom investigation.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know if Natalie hears from... Are you from Scotland, Natalie?
Natalie?
Yep.
Is that me?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Interesting.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question, right?
How did I become Natalie?
Well,
Well, there's no time for that. We're on the air. Come on, carry on, John.
Anyway, right, so if we can agree, look, we've got to agree this, right? What is another? It's a mammary. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Right. Another is what? A mammary gland of a ruminant mammal, right? So.
Yeah.
Right. So what you are suggesting is, well, a ruminant mammal still needs to feed its child young, right?
Yeah, and, I've got the answer.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is that involves milk. So if we replace the udder, which you don't like for whatever reason, right, with another sort of apparatus that would dispense the milk into the beak of a calf, right, then would you be happy with that? Is it the appearance of the...
Yeah, I would, yeah. Because, well, let me... There was a boy at my school. He had two bum cracks. We used to call him Azer, two bum crack, Reese and Razor.
Okay.
That was because the second bum crack he would use to excrete the caramel-based confectionery Reese's. You know, there's always a Reese's chocolate chew.
Yeah.
I mean, they tasted vile once he'd popped them out. It was dark chocolate. It was rank. But the point is that he managed to evolve that ability in the 6 months since the Reese's candy were released in the UK. So if he can do that, why can't cows or horses or sheep develop powdered milk like they have in France and we get rid of udders?
Well, that's true, isn't it? But it has to be delivered in a very different way. You can't just put powdered milk. Henry, back me up on this. You can't put powdered milk
out.
You can't puff out a... Henry, back me up on this.
Yes, I'm backing you up, John. Hello.
Hello. Could you... Natalie. Could you...
How's this happened? I'm confused. I said Henry to your researcher.
You have to ask your parents. Carry on.
The idea of putting powdered milk in it... You'd have to alter the molecular structure. The molecular structure.
The molecular structure.
You'd have to alter the molecular structure... Of a cow.
You're talking a lot of bullocks.
No. No, they're bulls. You can't feed those from a... The molecular structure of a cow, right, would have to be dramatically altered to make it produce powdered milk into the beak of a calf. Henry, that's a fact, isn't it?
I suppose it is, yes, but I like liquid milk more than powdered milk, and it's just the way nature should be, in my opinion. I call udders nature's vending machines, John.
Yeah.
You don't even need a coin for them. You can just squeeze it all out, and yes.
What, walking in the countryside, you're more than happy to go up to a ruminant mammal?
Huh? Yes, if you're thirsty for milk, the lovely cow, juicy cow milk,
do you know,
cow,
that's walk terrible right up to advice. It.
Can you name the other animals that have udders?
Do pigs have udders?
No.
Well, I suppose I can't then.
Okay.
Sheep do. Sheep and horses do. That's right. Do your research when you come in on here.
Llamas do.
About your nonsense. Yeah.
Llamas.
But what about in anyway? In foreign lands, we know the ones I'm talking about. Those dirty ones.
All right.
The udder is a delicacy. They remove the suckling part of it and fill it with a kind of cream, which they call creme. And then they sew it up and squirt it over the highest-powered Tokyo businessmen while they await their aperitifs.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's just wrong because the cows are kept alive during all of this, and just because they think it brings good luck, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting, and it's a part of that animal trade in the Far East. I realise that that sickens us in the West,
rightly so. It doesn't sicken Natalie, apparently.
Oh no, I suppose you're right. Let's look at the. I just want to look at the alternatives because it's very well coming on here, as we've said before, with arguments against something. But you need alternatives. So what you're saying, powdered milk, but that's the contents of the udder. If you replace the udder itself, I mean, think of things that are like udders, bagpipes, for example. Would you be happy? And this wouldn't involve altering the molecular structure of a cow, would it?
No, not at all.
This would involve simply grafting bagpipes onto the bits where the udders were, and then when you milked the cow, you get a tune out of it as well. So,
I mean, you kind of get problems there with the weight of it, even when you do all this grafting stuff. I mean, they've done lots of experiments into grafting. They did graft an udder onto Simon Cowell, if you remember.
Yeah.
He didn't notice too much the extra weight because he'd been carrying around all the other judges from the X Factor for years. But, you know, the point is that you're getting into a world of bother. But if I had to put a name on it, yes, I would say yes, I'll go for it. I'll go for the bagpipe.
All right, what about you, Henry?
Or kind of a funnel.
I'd go for the surgical glove blown up and then tied in a knot and sellotaped onto a chest.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It
sort of looks a bit like an udder.
Yeah, it does. But would you be happy? I mean, because you're in favour of udders, so...
I am in favour of udders. I have been known to be that.
But in terms of a replacement? I mean, you would be happy. Let's be clear on this, because this is an emotive subject. You would be clear. You would be happy.
Well, I wouldn't be delighted by it, but I could, you know, I could tolerate it.
Yeah.
Well, let me put this to him.
What?
Sorry, what?
Derek, what were you going to put to Natalie?
What?
Hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, shall I put it to him now? I'd reiterate this. The point here to tell your listeners is that they are for perverts. And the overwhelming evidence states that I hate them.
You can't. You see, this is the problem. You see, you can't come. It's such an emotive subject. You can't come on the radio saying that udders are for perverts, because you know they are there. What they're there for is to feed a child, and thus cows should, and horses and goats and a sheep and deer, a rhino, a llama, and a bison and a giraffe and a moose should all be allowed to udder feed in public. They should be allowed to sit in a park or in a supermarket coffee shop or in a casino.
A service station on the motorway?
Yeah, a casino.
Or a kayak.
Yeah, yes. Any of these places, and they should be allowed to udder feed, and they shouldn't have to cover up. And that's the right, that's nature, that is. So you can't come on here demanding such a thing.
The term udder itself actually comes from the Tegelu word idea, which literally translated means empty orchestra. But I think a better translation is disgusting things that should be banned. And if you disagree, you're a git.
Right.
Natalie,
okay.
Do you want to come back on that?
No, I suppose I'm a git then. That's all I have to say on it, really.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, look, very, very quickly, these trials they're doing in Sweden. I just wanted to bring that up. Yes.
again.
Well, it's breaking news this afternoon, of course. In Sweden, they've dropped these charges against Julian Assange. You remember back in 2010, he was accused of stealing udders.
Huffling them.
Yeah.
That's how they got Dick Emery. That's how he died. Remember Dick Emery?
I do. But they've dropped... They've dropped the charge. Anyway, that's the news from Sweden. Anyway, look, we've run out of time on the big debate. Could you sum it up for me in one word, please, Derek?
Esoterica.
Thank you. Henry?
Nipples.
Natalie?
Nipples again.
Thank you. Right. That's it. What do you think, though? Do we need udders? It's interesting, isn't it? A lot of news today, of course, about these animals being thrown out of public places for udder feeding. What do you make of it? Should it be... It's fine, isn't it? It's nature. Or do you think not? Do you think they should cover up and we should remove udders altogether and replace them, as we've been hearing there, with perhaps bagpipes, which would allow a cow to do a hateful tune while... milking. Right, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 20 past three in the afternoon. It's a Friday. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, and that is the big debate.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
As the nation gets ready to go to the polls, don't miss Talk Radio's dedicated election 2017 coverage. Join the conversation party on your election station, Talk Radio.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. That's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Welcome on board, ladies and gentlemen. Could the passenger in carriage 5 please unplug your extension lead and stop charging your phone, electric toothbrush, handheld hoover and power drill on the table? Thank you.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Mrs. Wren says you can't have a model home without a beautiful kitchen. And, at the moment, all Wren kitchens are half price. And VAT free. Plus, you can get a Bosch dishwasher for just £179 when you buy 5 or more units. Mrs. Wren, would you describe your nest as a model home? Of course it is. It's Twiggy. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Cheshire, we have two lanes closed and very slow traffic due to an accident. Two cars involved on the M6, that's heading southbound between junction 21A and junction 21. In South Yorkshire, delays, one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident and recovery work, that's on the M1 northbound between junction 34 and junction 35. In Staffordshire, we have queuing traffic due to an earlier accident, a lorry and car involved on the M6 heading southbound at junction 12. And in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M6 northbound between junction 5 and junction 6. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBot77, who wants to hang out. Shall I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yeah, it is the afternoon. A lot of your reactions coming in, Cornelius, to the big debate, I understand there. A lot of reactions. Do we need udders in this day and age? We live in post-Brexit Britain, of course. We've got we've got plasticine now, haven't we, in Bible studies. Why do we need udders? What's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. John, you should pull the udder one, which is also Paul Ross's nickname.
Yeah.
John, what about the Sun's Bust of British competition that they've just finished? No udders in that. Why is that? Let me know, and we will. We'll pass that on to the Sun. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. John, of course, what about the contents of the udders itself? This is an interesting point. What if they were more widely available? Is it the fact that there aren't enough udders around that people are frightened of them and people think they're a little bit a little bit off-putting? What if, and this is interesting, what if they were more widely available? What if they were just everywhere and then people become used to them? For instance, and this is the for instance from the person who's texting, which is Jill, she said, just an idea, but replace all of the bar taps in pubs, restaurants, bars, and the optics with udders. So if you think about it, an optic is sort of downwards thing, isn't it? And but you could squeeze, if you filled an udder with vodka, say,
yeah,
other spirits, you could easily squeeze udder that.
That'd be safer.
Yeah, into a glass. And then people wouldn't be frightened of them anymore. You know, you just more of them, people aren't frightened of them, like immigrants. So that's what Jill says anyway. So keep yours coming in. Okay, good. Right, now, it's election time. Are you aware of the election? Are you aware of the election?
Am I aware of the election?
I don't know whether you are.
Of course I bloody am,
well,
John.
Well, with just 20 days until it, you're probably wondering who you can vote for. Well, you've come to the right place, as Talk Radio is the station for general election coverage, and we are here to help. And we're very fortunate to have Talk Radio's political editor.
Award-winning political editor.
Cornelius Mendes. What award was that?
Oh, it was while you were away.
Was there an award?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, he works on this show, and he's been very busy today working around his office, ensuring that the station's coverage is balanced, factual, and up-to-date. He's taken time out of his busy schedule to inform you of the options you have to vote for, so you're prepared when heading into the polling booth. Each day, Cornelius shines his election spotlight on a constituency, zoning in on the candidates and the local issues. We've been to Carlisle, Chester, St Albans. Today, the spotlight is on North Norfolk.
Hello, the people of North Norfolk, or as you like to say, aha! Situated on the east coast of England, North Norfolk has 45 miles of stunning coastline, beaches, big skies, and breathtaking countryside. But for me, it is the underlying sense of democracy that I admire any time I visit Deer's Glade Caravan and Camping Park. But which candidate do you, the people of North Norfolk, think can best represent you in the Houses of Parliament? Which ones want to invade and recapture South Norfolk? I am Talk Radio's political editor, Cornelius Mendez, and consider this a helpful guide as to who you can vote for in this June's general election.
Stephen Burke for the Labour Party.
We do know he's not a Burke. Stephen is a former chief executive of two national care charities, and now he runs the Good Care Guide and the think tank United for All Ages. He pledges Labour will invest in affordable homes, better transport, and increase the minimum wage to £10 an hour. Locally, he states that there is an investment need in coastal defences, renewable energy, broadband and mobile coverage to support jobs, businesses and make everyday life easier.
Norman Lamb, for the Liberal Democrats.
We do know he's not an actual Lamb. Norman built his career as a litigation solicitor, mostly specialising in employment law. He's been sitting as MP for North Norfolk since 2001. He wants to commit £1 billion for mental health care to help address their 12 key priorities for supporting people with mentally ill health, learning disabilities and autism. He pledges the Liberal Democrats would invest £45 million in schools and colleges in Norfolk over the next Parliament.
James Wilde, the Conservative Party.
We're not too sure as to whether James is Wilde, but what we do know of James Wilde is that he is a former special advisor to the Defence Secretary. As a supporter of Brexit, he hopes for the best possible deal to build a stronger economy, to protect fishermen, back businesses, and give certainty to our farmers, as well as benefits from new export markets. He campaigns for better mobile coverage and 100% high-speed broadband, improved transport and protecting the coastline. So there we have it. People of North Norfolk, the choice is yours. Head down to your local polling station, whether it be North Walsham Community Centre on New Road, Ingham Village Hall on Mill Road, or any of the others, and make sure your votes count, because everyone should vote, as we are one.
There it is, Spotlight on North Norfolk, election spotlight with our political editor Cornelius Mendez there.
Thank you.
And obviously your job is to be factually accurate, balanced and
that
fair.
That was, yeah.
Well, we should... A complaint has come in, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Marcus has been on saying factual inaccuracy in that report. The sky is actually the same size everywhere, not especially big in Norfolk.
Well, tell that to visit northnorfolk.com.
Yeah, well, so it's their inaccuracy that we've passed on.
I should thank Work Experience Jake for his research this week on Election Spotlight.
Right, thank you, Jake. Hashtag Ofcom is written there, isn't it, Marcus, just so.
Oh, yeah, come on then. No, don't.
No. I mean, that'd be an interesting one, wouldn't it? They said the sky. Anyway, right, so in the next bit of the programme, there will be guest action. Croft and Pierce are comedians. They've got a gig. They'll be promoting it. It's PR dressed up as an interview. That's what it is. There's also, of course, a man in a lift. Con is in a lift. He will be in a lift. Reading out the hates, the haters' hates, all the texts and tweets that are full of abuse that we get. This week's worth batch load. How many? Bucket full, probably. We print them out anyway, and he takes them to the lift and he reads them out loud. We don't throw them away. And he does it as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. It's coming up in the next 10 minutes of the programme. And of course, more speech requests as well. It's Song Request Friday. So if you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to hear on the radio for a loved one, then you can simply get in touch with us. The number is this, 87222. You can start your message with the word talk, or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio on Twitter. It's 3:30 now, though, and it's Talk Radio, where Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
Julian Assange has warned he does not forgive or forget after Sweden dropped a 7-year investigation into a rape claim against him. The WikiLeaks founder, who's always denied the allegation, took refuge in Ecuador's embassy in London 5 years ago to avoid extradition. Human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell has told Talk Radio he doesn't think he'll walk free anytime soon.
understandably, like you or I, he's going to be very reluctant to step outside the embassy in London unless he can get an assurance that he won't be extradited to the US, because the chances are that he could spend spend 30 or 40 years in a US prison.
A former football coach has been charged with 29 historical sexual offences. George Ormond, who is 61 and from Newton Abbot in Devon, is accused of committing the crimes between 1973 and 1998. Theresa May has criticised what she calls the SNP's tunnel vision obsession with independence as she launched the Conservatives' manifesto in Scotland. The SNP says Tory plans mean free school meals will go in order to pay for education. A council bin man has been jailed for 5 years for having Islamic State Group publications and bomb-making manuals. Manchester Crown Court heard the 49-year-old from Wrexham told his wife he wanted to plant a device at an RAF base. And Instagram says it gives out warnings and advice after it was rated the worst social media site for young people's mental health. A study claims it has the most negative impact on users, putting them at risk of body image anxiety. The weather: showers generally easing this evening, staying wet in Scotland and the far north of England with lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow, a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers, highs of 16. There's more in half an hour.
Bin Man Laden. There is more now, Victoria.
Yes, John.
Yes. And here it comes, because it's time for bonus news. And bonus news today, well, the bonus news exists, of course, simply to, well, fill time. And the reason it needs to fill time, very clearly, is because Victoria's news is shorter than it used to be. The bulletins used to be 3 minutes, they're now 2 minutes. So what we have to do is make the time up. Now, to do that, what we do is bring you bonus news each and every day. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today, it's Victoria's favourite. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News. Cat special.
Oh, God. Well, you did warn us it was a cat special, so let's just see how special it is.
Okay, so actor Charlie Hunnam has told Radio how he saved a kitten from dying. So George was born on the roof on top of the star's house, and the actor, who's currently starring in King Arthur, has told John Holmes
Hello. He
rescued him after a thunder and lightning storm.
He was half submerged in a puddle, very close to death's door. So
you're,
I put him into
the
armpit and kept him warm until the vet opened. And yeah, we resuscitated him, brought him back to life. And like I said, now he's been homely for 17 years.
That's right. But you didn't even bother to find out the cat's name.
Well,
I actually looked that up myself.
What, George, was it?
Yes.
I was too busy staring at Charlie Hunnam, who I have a man crush on.
Yeah, well, if you want to stare at Charlie Hunnam with a cat, you can on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. I don't know whether it's George, but it's just a picture of him with a cat.
Right.
Yeah. Next,
yes.
Villages in Berkshire, near to where Pippa Middleton is due to get married this weekend.
Yes.
Fear, there's a puma on the loose.
Is it invited to the wedding?
Well, I don't know if it is.
Oh, isn't that a tradition amongst royals? The wedding puma.
I'm not sure it is.
Oh, now you say that, I remember reading about that. Yes. That goes back centuries, doesn't
it? Yeah, doesn't it?
She's technically
and they just
not royal.
Released. Wow, that's a real insult on the day before her wedding.
And she listens to this as well.
Yeah.
But hi, Pippa. You are royal to us.
Yeah. And release the puma.
So
puma? Do you mean puma?
Yes.
So you're right. On the day of a royal wedding, somewhere in Britain, a puma is released. And if you find
it... That's a bit quite close to the wedding.
Yeah,
it?
But
same county.
If you find it, you win a prize.
Do you?
Yeah, from the Queen. So it's good, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this puma is said to be 5 foot long and apparently weighs 14 stone.
Is it you, John?
Yeah, you're about 5 foot.
Not 14 stone.
No, you've lost weight, that's true.
Yeah.
So apparently it's been stalking woodland around Bradfield, and the Mirror, which is where I've picked up the story, which Hannah kindly sent me, has got a great quote from Derek Collier, who lives in the next village.
Yeah.
And he says he still shakes recalling how he came face to face with the beast.
The beast.
Yeah.
So he wins the prize then from the Queen.
Well, he needs
to... Did
he capture it?
Officially.
He needs to take the puma back to the Queen and present it to her. And
oh,
say,
okay.
I found the royal puma. The music's run out.
So here, from everyone... everyone at Bonus News. Good luck to Pippa and James Matthews.
Yes,
and the Puma.
Wouldn't it be terrible as a spectacle if just during the, because they're getting married, aren't they, in a glarkey?
Yeah, a glass marquee.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be terrible though, just at the moment of the presenting of the rings? Yeah, the Puma burst in through the glass and just ate them.
I mean, I don't think they have a taste for rings.
No, not the rings.
Professional journalist there.
I meant Pippa.
Victoria Bourne.
I meant Pippa and whatever the bloke's name is.
James Matthews.
Yeah.
Brother to Spencer Matthews of Made in Chelsea. I don't really know about the rings.
It's just a famous sibling wedding, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Two siblings of famous people are getting married.
Wow.
And now they're famous.
And that's the world. That's the world we live in. But if a puma burst in and took one of them out, or both, then that would be.
Some people use their pets as ring bearers, don't they?
Yeah.
Good point.
They could use the puma as a ring bearer.
Yeah.
But then.
But tradition dictates, though,
the
then.
Competition.
Well, also, though, tradition dictates that if the ring-bearing animal kills and eats one, either the bride or groom, the remaining surviving bride or groom has to marry the animal.
Really?
Yeah, so...
I think that's illegal.
No,
it's... Hang on, isn't this Puma the sister of the Puma from the Jungle Book?
It's an ancient tradition. So Pippa Middleton would have to marry a Puma, if indeed the Puma eats the one from Chelsea... Talent, or whatever it's called.
So that's not what it's called.
Right.
And finally,
yes.
A cat is in line to take the Guinness World Record for the longest cat in the world. So Omar measures 3.9 foot, that's 120 centimetres from head to tail, and he weighs in...
Sorry, your previous story told us about a 5 foot cat...
And now
you're going, this world record-breaking 3.9
domestic
foot...
Domestic
okay,
cat.
Well,
stop being anal.
No, I'm fact-checking.
Omar's 14 kilos, or 2.2 stone. If you want to see a picture of how big he is, look at my Twitter page. Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. So apparently the current title belongs to a feline which measures 118.3 centimetres. So Omar's almost 2 centimetres longer.
You have to grab that with two hands.
Donald. Right, so thank you, Victoria, for the bonus.
Animal news.
Animal news. It was animal news. Thank you.
Cat special.
Good. Thanks so much. Okay. Victoria.
News.
Yes. Wasn't it? Victoria's back with the news at 4 o'clock. Right.
News.
Yes. Now.
I've got to go.
You've got to get out of here. And I've got to fill some time while Cornelius runs to the lift. Because you know what happens now, don't you? You know what happens now, Victoria Bourne?
Yes, it's condescending.
That's right. And the idea of condescending, of course, is where we take the tweets and the texts we get from the haters on social media and text or whatever else it is, and we don't throw them out. We don't report the people involved. We don't block them or anything. What we do is we give them these texts and these tweets to Cornelius. He goes to the lift here in the building, which he's currently running to read them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending, and because we know the haters gonna hate. So with a bit of luck, because the lift's not far away, you should have made it. Cornelius, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, hello,
well
John.
Done.
Here I am in the lift.
Yeah.
And this is what I've changed the radio that's on in the lift to, this station. You just gotta ignite
the light. Right, what's that? And
it's Thames Radio. Katy Perry there.
Yeah.
Right, let's begin. It's great to hear Tommy Boyd is coming back to talk radio. Maybe he could permanently replace that idiot John Holmes,
nice.
Said Malcolm on the text. Hi, John, are you dead yet? Came in during Yasmin's show covering for you yesterday. Really faints for this one. It's always nice when the insults have good creativity in them. This one's from someone called Tom on Twitter who says, "You guys suck. I really enjoy listening to At Talk Radio this week until today. Who is this man? I have never heard such drivel in my life," says a new listener. John, when will someone burn Cass at the stake? Hashtag Hunt the Witch, which is pretty mean, but fine. I'm glad the figures now reflect how dire this show is. Keep up the bad work, says Millie. Thanks, Millie. I have heard way too much of Con this week. I hope Julia keeps her word and punches him in the face. That is from... Oh, there's no name on that one. This is nice. Listening to John's show is the audio equivalent of standing on an upturned plug in the middle of a pool of Lego bricks. Very nice. And finally, another tweet which we got during the week, I think Jake was on. It's about me. Why does Cornelius try and dumb down his public school accent? His faux dropped consonants are hilarious. That's from Matthew. And thanks very much to the Talk Radio Twitter team who thought it would be fun to retweet that from the Talk Radio account. Yes. Back to you, Mr. John Holmes.
Thank you very much indeed, Cornelius. There, the haters gonna hate. So there you go, that's your outlet. If you hate me personally, if you hate Cornelius, if you hate Cassie, hate Chloe, hate anybody on the show, on the team, don't be backwards in coming forwards about it. Get in touch and you could find yourself being read out live from a lift as we bring you next week's Con Descending. So in the next bit of the programme then, guest action. Croft and Pierce, comedians, have something to flog, no doubt. So they're going to be out to flog it. PR exercise dressed up as an interview. So here's the number to hate us on, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Thank
you. Traffic and travel coming next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Imagine this. It's time to change your car. Someone offers to buy it. Great. But only if you buy your new car from them. Ugh. Which means you don't have the freedom to shop around for a better deal. Well, that's what happens when you trade your car in. So why not try selling to webuyanycar.com? Then you'll be a cash buyer, all footloose and fancy free, off to try and get a better deal on your next car. Imagine that. Enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just for Men, and you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just for Men. Hit the loo. Grab a pint. Refill the crisps. Order a curry. And still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just for Men. Officially faster than half-time. Find it in the men's aisle.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, we have one lane closed and very slow traffic due to an accident on the M6 northbound between junction 21 and junction 21A. Elsewhere in Cheshire, very slow traffic and one lane closed due to an accident. Two cars involved on the M6 southbound between junction 21A and junction 21. In Leicestershire, we have one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident on the M1 northbound between junction 23A and junction 24. And in North Somerset, we have two lanes closed, slow traffic due to an accident on the M5, that's southbound between junction 19 and junction 20. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBob77, who wants to hang out. Shall I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, well, you've missed most of it. But anyway, don't worry, because Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, will be along with Drive here on Talk Radio from 4 o'clock. Now, the news we've been covering this afternoon, of course, we know about the manifestos, we know about the ITV leaders debate, Corbyn and May weren't there, of course, Theresa May not there. We know now, because if you've seen the front pages of the newspapers today, it's because she was rehearsing for a new role as Dr. Octopus in the forthcoming Spider-Man movie. But it's an interesting. Donald Trump, you know, has had a very bad week, hasn't he? It's all.
When's he had a good week, John?
I know, eh? Eh?
B?
So,
didn't fancy that, did you?
No, I was going to go for a long time. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Cornelius, but it's all right, because, look, I'm ill. It's got 10 minutes to go.
Okay.
On the final stretch. Yes, the news. That's right, complicated. That's right. What we do is we put it through Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
TV host Lee does debate, still less viewers than the nightly show.
Fewer. The news in haiku. So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio in the aforementioned afternoon, and I promised you hot guest action. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Let's make no bones about it. Croft and Pierce, hello.
Hello.
So, a bit close to the microphones because they're rubbish.
Croft or Pierce. Yeah, I'm Hannah.
Fiona.
Fiona.
So I get Fiona. Well, they won't make a difference on the radio, of course.
No
one knows or cares.
Interchangeable.
But, I like to know. how are you, first of all? Let's get the polite banter out of the way.
Oh, we're very good,
really
thank you.
Good,
yes.
Good.
Yeah, how are you?
That's that done. Right, so what are you flogging? Come on, what are you flogging?
We're flogging a show that we're doing next week.
Yep.
That's what we are. We are a PR exercise flogging a show.
Good.
So we're doing a show at the Museum of Comedy next week.
That's a good venue, that, as well.
It's
a
really
lovely
venue.
Yeah, it's Tuesday to Saturday, all next week, every night, 7 p.m. It's only an hour.
Oh, it'll
that
be
is
over.
Fly by.
Won't it, though?
Yeah.
It really will.
It'll be
good
over
value
by
for money as well, though, isn't it?
Excellent, yeah.
If you break it down, we need to do the sums, actually.
How much
you're
paying per minute for this show.
Gag,
yeah, exactly.
Gag per pence.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're doing that. It's based on our sellout Edinburgh show from last summer.
Nice use of the word sellout. Getting that straight in there. Very good.
We were really pleased because we actually managed to sell out every day in Edinburgh last summer.
Very good. Which means you lost just less money than everyone else.
Yeah, we almost broke even. It was really
But that is always the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
With Edinburgh, famously. And it makes you because it makes me wonder, and this is my question, is I realise it's a sort of industry showcase.
Yeah.
But as a money-making exercise,
it's
not worth it at all.
We're not there for the money.
No.
I reckon the way you make money is when the big famous comics, they go to those massive, they're almost like arena-y type places in Edinburgh, you know?
Yeah.
You go and you get four, 6,000 people a night.
And they just do like seven nights and then they're out of there, you know, and they just rake it all and they go. But I mean, sadly, we're not at the stage where we can fill an arena.
No.
We're hoping to fill the Museum of Comedy. That's
after,
the hope.
After this interview on here. Right,
yeah, yeah.
This
anything
is arena level.
Yeah. This is
frankly.
A game changer.
Yeah, it really is.
We're moving you from the Museum of Comedy to the O2. Oh, really?
Just as long as you've sold enough tickets to fill the O2 bar 9.
Fantastic.
The 9 people that listen to this show. I'm
yeah,
sure
yeah, yeah, they'll be able to come
up.
Along. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah.
You've probably been to gigs at the O2, but have you ever been to gig at the O2 where it's not full? And they do that thing of pulling drapes around the top. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
I do,
Yeah. When I went to see, we went to see Beyonce there together, and it was full.
It was real. We were next to some teenagers who were really. It was a long night, just many of them screaming. We couldn't hear the music.
Yeah.
No. We were, oh God.
But I went to see Amy Schumer there, and they had pulled down some drapes.
Yeah. Amy Schumer did the drapes.
I know.
Hey, look, if
that
she
tells
needed,
you something,
doesn't it?
I mean, she filled the Museum of Comedy. That's
No chance.
No.
But it is interesting. Comedy in small venues, I think. And obviously we speak to a lot of comedians and stuff about what the difference is between those gigs and how it is. But it does work better in intimate settings.
Oh, yeah. We much prefer it. Yeah. And just because you're just so much more up in people's faces, I wanted to say, but I'm not sure if that really is a good way to sell the show.
Well, I think that's a very good way to sell the show. You're throwing that in with the ticket.
There's no
escape.
It's only an hour.
It's true. We use the audience. We go into the audience. Like, the audience is a part of our show, and we want to make it a live experience, so we're all in together. It's really nice to have an intimate.
It all feels a bit more personal, I think, for them.
We like being in quite small places in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's all about the atmosphere.
It is all about the atmosphere. And of course, a lot of those rooms are far too hot as well.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with that.
Yeah.
So, in terms of where you two sort of, because, you know, people have talked about women in comedy for a long time now. Mm-hmm. And do you get the impression, because you two met at Oxford University, I think, somewhat?
We met at school.
Yeah, following each other.
It's been following each other,
yeah. Keep your enemies close.
Yeah, exactly. That's been the aim.
But do you find that it's changed since you've been doing it? I mean, how is the sort of women in comedy thing? Because there are a lot more. Breaking through now, I guess, and stuff, and it's certainly a subject that's spoken about a lot more.
I feel like we've seen, in the time we've been doing Edinburgh, we've seen a lot of the female stand-ups who we've really admired breaking through to TV.
Yeah, which has been exciting to see.
Good.
Yeah.
Or definitely, like, writing books and having...
Having a much bigger profile than they necessarily did kind of 7 years ago when we first, even 7 years ago.
It's funny as well how TV isn't necessarily the big thing anymore. Do you get that impression? Or is it still what you would aspire to go, okay, that is what you do? Because it's panel show appearances and all the rest of it, isn't it? And ultimately your own programme. But because of the way TV is viewed now,
it's not
like it used to be. Even when Miranda broke through, it's changed in terms of audiences, I think. And it's not where the young kids are finding comedy anymore. It's all online, really.
Yeah, you want to be on Netflix really now, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or doing your own YouTube channel and that kind of thing. Which is nice because it means that you are more able to put things out there yourself, which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, we've got a podcast for two of our characters and like, we wouldn't have been able to explore that a certain amount of time ago because it just wasn't there.
Yeah.
You have to have a radio show for them. Which is we did a radio show, which was great.
Oh, yeah,
we enjoyed that
show.
As well.
What was that on?
It's Radio 4. We had
of course you did. Yes,
the Croft and Pierce show. We did that as well. But it's been nice also to be in control of just putting stuff out there and playing around with stuff ourselves.
Yeah,
and being able to do that in a way you probably couldn't even 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And it also gives people the opportunity to break into it a lot easier as well.
Yeah.
I suppose. And it's interesting how comedy, I suppose, over the years has become. More of an industry, whereas it was just people just having a go at it, but now it's like a proper career path in many ways. Did you approach it in that way as a career path, or was it kind of we'll see what happens?
I think we were thinking we'd see what happened. We had some friends that were doing it, and I think at first, kind of very naively, we were like, we could do this, guys. We've got some ideas.
It looks too easy.
It's like, you know, and
we've
then
got three ideas. give us a set.
And they were like, we'll give you 2 minutes. And we were like, only 2 minutes. And then we had real problems filling them with, you know, when it came down to it, we're like, oh, our three ideas aren't as funny as we thought. When
you
are we going to?
Two ideas and put drapes around the other one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cover it up.
Keep
fine.
Them away.
Yeah.
So, but it's definitely something that over time, I think, has like blossomed into something that we hoped for, but we just didn't know where it would lead us. And I feel like it. Picked up a momentum that's been really exciting.
Thing where you just have to test and test, don't you? You don't really know where you are until you're kind of out there doing it.
Yeah.
So we've really kind of built it as we've gone, really.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually doing Edinburgh, because although, as you say, Edinburgh is like a big industry showcase, It's also like where we really hone our material, because
you get a different audience every day who they're not your friends, so they're not going to laugh out of pity. It has to be funny for them to want to come back and talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's been a great way just to get better at writing jokes, finding out what people find funny.
And was it word of mouth, really, when you started to sell out? Was that what it was?
I think it was. Yeah. I think it was kind of a snowball-y thing as well, of like, oh, get in there and buy your tickets because it's selling out and that kind
and
of thing.
And it was our sixth Edinburgh, so we had, you know, over the years you get people who come back.
It was definitely
really nice.
A repeat audience. We're sitting on a base of audience that we built up over 6 years, which definitely made a difference.
And how often do you turn material around? So obviously you write a different show every year, but during the rest of the year, are you kind of constantly working on stuff?
Well, kind of, yeah, because we're like building towards a new hour in Edinburgh every year.
So it's a case
we'll overwrite as well, so then we can cut down to the best hour.
We make sure
not
we
always
write,
deliberately.
We make sure we write the 20 minutes extra that we know is awful.
Just a habit.
Just in case.
I mean, originally we think it's the best stuff in the world, and then we're like, this needs to go. We actually need to write more things.
But do you agree, though, when does one of you think this needs to go and the other one go, I rather like this because I wrote it? Or is that an argument that you have?
Sometimes that does happen, yeah.
And we just
give it to the audience. Yeah. We just let the audience
tell us.
It's like,
fine, if you go and then try it, see if it really works, she was right. You know, you never know until you test it, really.
Yeah.
So I think, often at the beginning of Edinburgh, we'll be like, well, let's just test these things that, like, we're not necessarily sure we're going to work on it. And it's like, no, that definitely needs to go. And that's actually a nice thing of just being able to tweak, even just the odd line every day and getting it down to the funniest thing.
And we're still doing it on our tour, because we tour now, so we do Edinburgh and then we kind of tour in between Edinburghs.
Yeah.
And we're also developing new material, but the tours are generally like material we've worked up, you know, over our Edinburghs. And that's really nice, because actually we test different things at all those gigs.
Yeah, and all around the UK as well, so you get different audiences as well, and we're still honing and tweaking.
Yeah, and what a different audience. Who is your audience? Because a Radio 4 show would have brought in a Radio 4 crowd, presumably.
To be honest,
that's quite often different to a comedy club crowd, say. And so what are you finding? Who are the people?
To be honest, the Radio 4 crowd love us, don't they?
Yeah, fair enough.
That's
and
really
we love
our
them.
They don't tend to heckle as much. They're polite, aren't they?
They're very polite.
They put on a lovely jacket to come and
they
see.
They do. And sometimes they don't necessarily laugh, but they sort of go, that's very clever.
That was really, on the way out,
the observation skills of that are very fine.
And they'll come out and say, well done, girls, on the way out. And we're like, thank you so much.
You call us girls.
Do you write it all yourselves?
Surely you get a man in.
Yeah, behind. Like, well, it's funny you should say that. But I think if we are doing comedy clubs as well, we're that kind of luxury of having material to sit on where we'll tweak the material according to what we think the audience, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're there and you're like, they'll hate that one, do the other sketch instead.
Do you have a look between you when it's kind of right, go. this look says go to that.
Yeah.
Sort of hone it.
It is harder as a duo, because as a stand-up you're in control of it. We have to decide just before, like, actually we can't do that, so we should do this one instead.
Yeah.
And then we... But because we're performing them a lot on tour and stuff, it's easier because they're fresher in our minds to be able to do that, I suppose.
All right. Okay, so the dates are, well, it's 16th to 20th of May. So I'm telling you this in case you didn't know.
Thank you.
7 p.m.
The
Museum of Comedy.
You better do that.
And in terms of tour details, I'm going to guess you're modern enough to have a website or something?
We do. They're all on the website. CroftonPierce.com. There we are.
I won't be the first to say this, but you know it does sound like sherry.
We always think it sounds like a kind of like upstart estate agent. Or
it does. It's a bit like Crofton Pierce. It's a little
or
bit
a law
estate agent.
I quite like sherry.
Sherry's nicer.
It's got a ring of sherry about it. I think.
If everything goes wrong, we should bring
would
our
you,
own.
Would you like
make
a little schooner of Crofton or Crofton Pierce?
Yeah,
I'll have the Crofton Pierce, please. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
We should go like Hendrix Gin, like the classy option. We should go into that.
A Christmas
might actually make money from that rather than the Edinburgh.
Yeah. Well, when you're at the O2, get them to sponsor it. That's the way forward.
That's true.
Anyway, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having
us. Crofton Pierce there, Museum of Comedy, 16th to the 20th of May at 7 p.m. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. That was a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now we welcome in the Drive Time presenter, Yasmeen
Khan. Why was there a pause there?
I was thinking about to big you up, but I ran
Drive
out.
Time Diva,
yeah,
maybe
Diva,
yeah, one of those.
Legend.
How are you?
Like, well, I've been ill, Yasmeen.
Yeah, I know, because I was you yesterday.
I know you were. Thank you for being me.
That's all right.
How was being me?
It was nice.
Was it?
I liked it.
You wouldn't have wanted to be me yesterday.
No,
I'll tell you that.
No,
or any of the rest of the week.
But reports of your demise have been overstated.
Yeah, I mean, put it this way. I mean, I know I still look a bit ill. People keep telling me I look a bit weird.
Peaky is the word. A bit sweaty, if I'm honest.
Yes, I am. I am. And I can't, I'm either too
I'm
cold.
I'm really looking forward to sitting in that chair.
I'm either too cold or too hot. And I can't regulate the temperature. And so But this is me 90% better than I have been. So imagine what that was like.
Well, even Alan Brazil saw you and went, oh, he looks bad.
Anyway.
So we have got the legend that is DJ Brandon Block joining me on the show after six today.
Yes.
He's going to be talking to me about addiction, overcoming addiction, the work he's doing now. We've also got the star of West End show Kinky Boots, David Hunter, who is lovely. We're going to get into a deep discussion with him about accents and Kinky Boots. And also we're going to be talking about why Instagram could be bad for your health. I'm not a big fan of social media anyway. I do use it, but I'm not a big fan of the selfie. And there's been some research to show that actually it could have a really negative impact on young people's health. We're going to be talking about that. And we're going to kick off with this astounding story of the son who sued his own dad, who was a lottery winner, for not giving him enough money when he'd already had a couple of million out of him.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right then. Good. There's Yasmeen, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. She will be with you next on Talk Radio. We'll be back on Monday, providing I'm not dead. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Your election station.
The tension, the turnout, the tears.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.